government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, and thank you for joining us. It is Monday, the 7th day of July, 2008, and we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Tex Mars will be joining us in the second and third hour to talk about a huge host of different important issues. 2 hours with Tex Mars today, and we will also, of course, be taking your phone calls for Tex Mars in the second hour with him. He has a new book out that is, 800-something pages long. It's done in the same design as Codex Magica, the size of the Austin phone book. Mysterious Monuments is the book. It is something you cannot put down, and I have to tell you, I think it's even better than Codex Magica. So we'll be breaking that book down during the second and third hour today, going through it cover to cover with him on air. And by the way, we have the book discounted out of the gates. It just came out last week, available at Infowars.com. Truth Rising is getting just amazingly positive feedback, more positive than I even thought I would be getting from listeners. I didn't even put the call out yesterday. What do you think of Truth Rising on the Sunday show? And I would say more than half the callers had seen it online at PrisonPlanet.tv and were just completely blown away. The DVDs are in. They are shipping out to you right now. So again, Truth Rising, my newest film, is out. In the fourth hour today, you had Jason Burmes standing in for me Friday when I went to visit family in East Texas. And I want to have Burmes pop in because he has watched clips of the new BBC hit piece that aired last night in England, covering up the Building 7 control demolition. He is now out there watching the full film. He's finally gotten a full download of it. He only saw clips last night that have been uploaded to YouTube. He's reading a synopsis of the film, different synopses that were done by British viewers. But more importantly, a big hit piece was written that came out last night on the BBC website with it, saying 9/11 truth people are dangerous, insane cult members and are just very, very evil and very, very wicked and part of some type of devil cult, because we know they blew up all three of the buildings and have all these physicists and scientists and engineers, and NIST's own report has been leaked saying that fires couldn't make it fall down, and underwriting laboratories have the same thing. And their witnesses in the film are one of them's the owner of Control Demolition Incorporated, who, of course, helped cover up the Oklahoma City bombing, helped remove the rubble there, blew up what was left of the building, most of it. Of course, were involved in destroying the, quote, wreckage and coordinating it off with the 9/11 situation. But, of course, they don't mention in the TV show that that they were involved in all of that. Don't want to tell the cattle that. Just let the cattle think that your expert isn't connected in any way to the government's official story. Kind of like all the top NIST engineers just so happened to be of thousands and thousands of engineers in the U.S., they happen to be just the few involved in NASA-developed explosive thermite that can be sprayed on. And, of course, that has been identified by engineers, physicists, scientists in multiple samples as one of the compounds used to bring down Tower 1, 2, and, of course, 7. And then magically, they're the ones involved covering it up, and magically, they're the ones involved in explosive thermite. What do you know? What do you know? What do you say? Okay, big news, folks. Big news in the next 55 minutes when I get back. Just stay with us. They are definitely going to be attacking Iran. All the signs are there. We will break it down when we get back. This is vital info and horrible new news on the global warming tax front.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Attempt to be as conscious and as focused and as accurate about the world around me as I can possibly be. Does that mean that I can fully grasp what the New World Order is up to and doing? No. Does that mean I have all the answers? No. But we are attempting here, and we are doing the best possible job we can to rally the population, to awaken to the fact that there is an overarching world government, that they do not have your best interest at heart. And in fact, they have very horrible plans for all of us. And in fact, have carried out many of those plans with captive populations in the third world. And we're in a race against time to wake up a country and a Western world that is fat, dumb, and happy, that has had it good so long, and that has a false image of the world in their minds. I mean, how do you reach out to them? How do you wake them up? I was thinking this morning about people I talked to visiting family this weekend out in East Texas, and how I would try to explain to them, because they would all be discussing, why is gasoline up? Why are we paying $4.20 a gallon for gas? Why are they paying in some areas of the country $5.55 a gallon for gas? How bad is it going to get? Well, the news said this might be it, and the news said that might be it. And I would just sit there quietly and say, well, no, it's dollar devaluation. And the best parallel or anecdotal example of this that I've seen is, let's say they've got a famous Mickey Mantle or Babe Ruth card where there's supposedly only one left of some limited card, and it's worth $50-something million. And then they find one more of those Babe Ruth cards. Now it's only worth $10 million. Or they find a box full of 100 of them. Now the card's only worth $10,000 a piece. Well, it's the same thing with dollars. If they triple the money supply in the last couple of years, then it's going to be devalued. Or if they, and of course people say, well, how much money have they printed? Well, they made that secret 2 years ago, but most of the private firms and outfits that analyze that say there's been a tripling in the money supply, but that doesn't mean physical notes. That is a tiny fraction, less than 3% of what has been issued in, quote, liquidity through the Federal Reserve. Most of it is digital and electronic. And then people say, well, why is it important they're devaluing the money? I mean, that's the most ridiculous question I've ever heard in my life, but I guess we've never had our currency devalued, at least this fast, and so I guess in a way it is a legitimate question, because it destroys your savings, it destroys your investments, it discredits our currency, which is the world reserve currency, and the reason we can still run $100+ billion a month trade deficit alone with China. That's not the giant trade deficit every month with Mexico or India or with hundreds of other countries. That's just with China alone. Go look it up yourself. It's always changing. I've seen the trade deficit as high as $180 billion a month with China. And we're not sending them anything. They're not buying anything to speak of from us. All they're doing is sending back DVD players and toys and Crayolas and medicine and picnic table blankets, picnic table tablecloths, just you name it, fireworks. It comes over here, and then the currency, the fiat currency, goes over there, and then they use the fiat currency to buy up ports and roads and water districts and companies and factories and Boeing, and it all then moves over there. And then what are we left with? A bunch of DVD players that break 2 weeks after you get them out of the box. And I guess that's okay as long as they're still holding the fiat currency. It just destroys our industry, destroys our jobs, but we've still got a bunch of confetti fiat currency that people will take. And sure, your standard of living starts going down, but you've still got the trinkets of power. You've still got the symbols of wealth. But then reality starts setting in, and they start dumping the dollars, and they start dumping the dollars into any asset they can that they think has real value. And so you got oil up 70% of its increase. Is this according to Bob Chapman and Joseph Stiglitz and everybody else, and OPEC? People say, well, where do you get this info? I just have the experts on, and I report what OPEC is saying in Bloomberg and the Financial Times of London. You'll never hear it here. Because God forbid the public find out that 70%+ of it is dollar devaluation, and then the other 25% or so that is speculation, that is totally caused by the fact that people are saying, well, even if fuel is overpriced, I don't care. At least it can't be devalued overnight like the dollar is. And so as bad as you think people paying an average of, what is it, $4.20 a gallon for gas? I got USA Today here in many rural areas where they got to ship the fuel in. They're paying $5.50+ for gas. People are leaving. Towns are becoming ghost towns because they can't drive the 25 miles or 70 miles or 50 miles. They've got different cases here in this USA Today article to buy the gas, or they can't drive into work anymore. And so they're leaving. They're abandoning their family farms and ranches. And then now they're going to live in a subsistence level and growing trailer parks and tent cities in other small towns that happened to have a filling station that hadn't gone out of business. And now they're going to get their farms repossessed. We're seeing the grapes of wrath. You know, it took 3 years to really get the Depression raging from 1929 until the depths in 1933, late 1933. And then the War Powers Act was declared and federal martial law was installed. The state police were set up as federal police to oversee the emergency reorganized states under the federal government's control, and now we've been off to the races, being domesticated, being that's how you domesticate a wild pig or a horse, is feeding them, training them to come into the government pens, getting them domesticated, and now we're being taken to slaughter. Our children are pumped full of fake patriotism. An American flag made in China by slaves is stuck on their face and told, submit to the flag. They march off for the New World Order to steal oil and for trillions of dollars in no-bid contracts. The Halliburtons and the Dyncors and the mercenary armies like Blackwater all move overseas, leave the U.S. They're still hailed as pro-America and loved and worshipped. And I start thinking about where this is going to go, where this is going to lead. I mean, it's really going to happen. We're really going to enter into hyperinflation. It's already happening. It's going to get worse and worse. And as bad as it is now, if the people could just wake up to the fact, if they could just learn that it was the government with policies openly trying to devalue the dollar, and OPEC is begging them to shore up the dollar in press releases and trying to buy more dollars to shore it up. Even some European sovereign wealth institutions have been trying to shore up the dollar. And then every time they do, the Treasury Department, the private Federal Reserve, and the White House and the Congress say, no, no, we're letting the dollar slide. Don't do that. And so there's even big interest trying to prop it up because they're scared of what it's going to do. Not because they care about you and your family. They care about their own interest. They're afraid of a global meltdown. But the big boys on top say, hey, we're doing this. We're putting the dollar and the United States' economic future on the altar of the New World Order because the U.S. has to fall, and it's happening from within. And I hear these good old boys going, them Iranians may want to jack up the price of our oil, but we're going to nuke them bastards for doing it. Iran has nothing to do with it. And the good old boys think nuking Iran is going to get them more oil. Let me explain something. If just the talk of a blockade has fuel above $145 a barrel, just talk of it may drive it up to $200 a barrel, as Ron Paul just said last Thursday here and as the Wall Street Journal said today. You understand, Jack? And what are you saying? You're saying, give me even more pain. I want World War III. Let's preemptively attack a country that's not building nukes and is years away from building nukes because I want oil. You're not going to get oil. You're going to bankrupt your local community. But let's be clear. You're not running anything. You just feel like you are. But just to see you cheerleading our country's total guaranteed economic destruction, jumping up and down like a lobotomized ne'er-do-well monkey on PCP with your car festooned with American flags, when what that flag symbolizes is withering and dying and shriveling up right in front of you, makes me very upset and bewildered. Legions of mindless lemmings stumbling off a cliff, and I hear it all over talk radio. And I was on a big syndicated show, Man Cow, this morning, and I explained why the dollar's imploding and why gas prices are exploding. And he was saying, well, I see all the pundits on TV saying they don't know why. And I was saying, there's no debate. I mean, the general public, folks, has no clue. You would think that they would know the dollar's been devalued by more than half. They don't even have any idea. Not talk show host, no one. That's how disconnected from reality this country is. And these fools think attacking Iran is going to cut their gas prices. It's going to do the opposite. We'll come back and break it down.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down, shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1, or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
The global architects, the oligarchy, the aristocracy, can only carry out the implosion and the destruction of our economy. They can only hang the world's debt around our necks and leave us and our progeny with the bill if we are ignorant and unaware of how the world banking system works and how they engineered this giant Ponzi scheme They used the profits from the Ponzi scheme to buy up control of the world. They are now, again, imploding the Ponzi scheme, running off out of town with the money offshore and leaving us holding the bill. Now, the slide into total serfdom is now accelerating. And it's going to get worse and worse. And we have to ask ourselves, listeners, how do we get the word out to the general public? How do we teach them about basic economics? How do we teach them how, in third world nations, different corrupt groups of politicians would do this on a accelerated basis, where big foreign multinational corporations, the IMF, the World Bank, will come in and give them, say, a $20 billion loan, wink, wink. They are then ordered not to pay that back behind the scenes. The politicians then sign over the natural resources of the country for pennies on the dollar to the multinationals. The politicians keep the billions themselves, leave the nation, move to Switzerland or to Spain or to Japan, and then leave the third world nation in the hands of the multinationals. Now, under the IMF 100-part plan, before they leave in that 10-year period, they set up a police state. And the IMF and World Bank documents that I write about in my book, Sent to Tyranny, that the BBC's even reported on, Greg Palast, they leave a vanguard of militarized police and prisons and a surveillance grid in place before they implode it, knowing the people are going to freak out, totally being turned into slaves, even the middle class. And so they have built that grid. They are pulling out of the country. They're moving out, and they're doing it. It's happening. And I don't know how you explain to people that what's done to third world countries is being done to us, because they're just mesmerized, looking at American flags and crying at July 4th events, feeling good, being told the Arabs are the reason the oil's expensive, your government loves you, everything's wonderful, have fun leaving from the rodeo from the local event as police run checkpoints everywhere, pulling you over, feeding on you like lions feeding on gazelles. While the illegal aliens are above the law and overrun you with the government and the corporations rolling out the red carpet and saying they're above the law. Just complete lawlessness. And watching my country be rolled up, watching my country be looted, and just the public completely blind. Professionals are blind. Doctors, lawyers, successful company owners I talk to. Now, a lot of times the light bulb goes off and they go, absolutely, it is dollar devaluation. I've read about dollar devaluation, but I never thought that that's the reason gas prices are up, or I never thought that they're going to devalue it further. They do that in third world countries. You mean there's documents? Yes, let me tell you. And some of them will go, wow, that's scary. But most of them just, well, whatever, it'll be fine. My investments are doing just fine. So I know I talk more and more about dollar devaluation. I know I talk more and more about what's happening with the economy and gas prices because, folks, it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse, and we had better all be having a national discussion and debate about what we want to do about this. But instead, I'd have to say maybe 5% of the population knows what's going on. Now, if we were able to get 10, 15, 20% educated quickly, we may be able to turn this around. Because the globalists won't drop the hammer fully if they know that the public is going to be aware that it was done by design. I mean, a good third of the Mexican government, of their Congress and Salinas, their president, remember in the early 1990s had to flee because it came out that they devalued the currency by design after looting the nation at the behest of multinationals, Chase Manhattan, Citibank, and others. J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs. See, they've just run a third world implosion op on us, and we're in the middle of it. We're in the start of it. And the Mexicans, even though they were enslaved, even though they don't have guns, rioted, burned cities, and ran their government out. And then they've built their currency back up somewhat, still totally corrupt. Not America, folks. They're going to be drooling and snickering and worshiping television and believing the bankers as they pose as saviors and have an emergency reorganization. And I'll tell you what that's going to look like. See, instead of knowing who to blame, and being able to rebuild, they're going to use the crisis they create to bring us into a new level of tyranny. We'll be right back and break that down.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. If you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast, fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna. I love beef stroganoff. I love chicken noodle soup. I love desserts, all kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to efoodsdirect.com right now. efoodsdirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles.
I'm going to get back into what's happening with the dollar and energy prices and the looming war with Iran. All the new developments here in just one moment. Dex Mars joins us in about 27 minutes from now. My new film, Truth Rising, is out, the DVD. Thousands of them are sitting out there in the front office. They are shipping out all the pre-orders this weekend and today. They're all in the mail to you. If you would like to order my new film, Truth Rising, now is the time. And it's very simple. If we do not expose the fact that criminal elements of the military-industrial complex carried out the attacks as a pretext to launch their global war of tyranny and, of course, to lock down the domestic operations here and fully set up a control grid here so that we can have our assets fully extracted and so our young people can be used as manpower for the New World Order. If you don't understand that the attacks were about capturing our minds so that we would be willing servants of the New World Order, believing we were defending our own country, you need to get Truth Rising. Get Truth Rising out to everyone you know. Get the DVD, make copies, put it on Access Television. show it to your Kiwanis Club or the local VA group or to your students. Truth Rising is cinema verite, or French for the cinema of truth. And there's no voiceover. It's professionally done. It's just the lens telling the story. It goes into the first responders being lied to about the dust, how they're dead and dying, how treatment's being blocked. That's about a third of the film. It gets into the 9/11 truth movement, We Are Change, how they're taking over media events, how they're shaking up the establishment, former presidents being confronted, first lady being confronted, Gary Hart being confronted and admitting that the U.S. does stage terror attacks on tape, firefighters, police, emergency workers talking about bombs in the buildings. This is just unbelievable information in Truth Rising. And then it's got Governor Ventura and Willie Nelson and Martin Sheen and, of course, George Carlin talking about 9/11 being an inside job. Yeah, George Carlin, a few months before he died. It is just action-packed from beginning to end. It is unlike anything you've ever seen. You know, I've always made these voiceover films that are kind of like film books. It's a book that's like a film that's like a book. And you know, that has some cinematic sections to it, you know, some classical documentary formats, but this is all documentary. This is all true documentary, and we're going to make the next JFK film is going to be somewhat cinema verite. It's going to have some graphics and some diagrams, but, it, you know, it's mainly about the personal story of, you know, the son of the CIA hitman, and, of course, and then Jim Mars with a narrative and some other top experts. But I'm going to, like I said, make two films in that line. We're also working on Fabled Enemies, that is a kind of a Loose Change style film right now, but totally new information, gets into the Israelis and a lot more. That will make everyone mad. That will make the Hail Israel lobby mad, and it will also make those that have their preconceived notions about us, because we don't, we're not anti-Semitic, we just will expose that Israel was clearly involved at some levels, that will make them even madder because they have the preconceived notion that we don't talk about Israel, that we do every day and always have, or the preconceived notion that we don't talk about the Vatican, which we will always have. I think I've had like six guests on the last month, and they're still putting out reports that I never cover it. Again, all these people have preconceived notions. It doesn't matter. We put the truth out. Even people lie and say we don't. So that is also coming out September 1st. But I'm already digressing. The point is, Truth Rising, available on DVD at Infowars.com, and it has the extras. Or you can call toll-free to get the film, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I want to add, that is not my office. That's where I have an inside mailbox. If we gave out our office on air, we couldn't get any work done, folks. This is a closed office over here at 910 West Mary. And so don't come by here. I'm too busy. I'm in here working. I can't talk to you while I'm on air. My people can't. We're all working. And the other office, I'm not being mean. We just don't have an open office. It's just a place where my mail comes. I'm already digressing. The point is that they've bugged the people so much over there that I'm going to have to completely stop using that in the next month or two. And I'm sure people will still go there when I'm not even taking mail there at 3001. But for now, that is a good place. I mean, I wish to heaven I could go have coffee with everybody across the street, and I wish I could, you know, take information or hang out and talk or, you know, had an open storefront. I just can't do it. We don't have the personnel. We don't have the organizational skill. We don't have the time. We're busy doing all the other issues. And I'm not griping. I'm just saying, don't come by my office. It's really becoming a distraction. Okay. Truth Rising's out. You need to get it. That said, we have been carrying for several months the new updated Money Masters video. It's 3+ hours long. It is the classic. It will give you the whole history of the international bankers, how they operate, how they took over countries. It's totally documented. I'm going to get the makers on in the near future, true experts on the Federal Reserve, and how to reform our monetary system. The Money Masters, discounted and available. over a three-hour film, $19.95, available at Infowars.com on the online bookstore right now, online video and bookstore. And then just out, just came out last week, Mysterious Monuments. We're talking about it next hour. Huge book, $35. It's like 10 books in one. Every page has, I don't know, let me see how many photos are on this page. One, two, three big ones, and then four paragraphs of text. This page has five pictures and three paragraphs of text. I mean, it's just an unbelievable book. Stuff I didn't know. I thought I knew it all about the occult and their religion of architecture and how they believe they get power from it. We'll be talking about that for 2 hours, coming up with Tex Mars in about 20 minutes. Okay, I'm done talking about all that. We're getting rave reviews of Truth Rising, as I said, and I thank you for being moved by it. We were moved by the information in it. It humanizes the 9/11 truth movement. It will organize people and energize them to get involved in not just fighting for 9/11 truth and confronting the globalists, but across the board. It also, again, shows what's really happening to the 9/11 first responders, and it shows the police state. I mean, nothing educates about the police state like police coming up and saying you can't videotape in New York and we're going to say you're terrorist. We know you're not terrorist, but we're going to frame you. I mean, just police all over the country saying there's no First Amendment to people protesting. It's all on tape. It's just unbelievable. Okay. Let me get back now into what's happening with the economy. To state it very simply, the private banking families that for 200-plus years have controlled England, that for 90-plus years have controlled the United States, they want all the assets, and they've created hundreds of trillions of dollars. It's actually in the thousands of trillions, 600-plus trillion, in imaginary currency and credit that they've bought up most of the world with. In fact, they have thousands of times fiat assets versus all the assets in the world. All the lakes, all the rivers, all the fish, all the minerals, all your homes, all the Picassos, all the Rembrandts, all the Van Goghs, all the movie studios, all the mines, all the oil, all the timber, all the intellectual properties, thousands and thousands of times just fiat assets. They've convinced the world in a magic trick that they can issue the currency and the liquidity and that. But the problem is people won't turn loose of the final assets. And so they need police state mechanisms in Guatemala and Nicaragua and El Salvador and communist China and Russia to forcibly take what people have, and they do it over and over again in nations around the world. Now they are getting ready to do that here. Now they are setting that system up here in the United States. Now they're going for broke. And now they need to bring us into a depression to fully bankrupt most of the population so they'll run to the government and say, do anything to feed my family, do anything to take care of me. They're going to set up work brigades, make work systems. They're going to have forced national service where you all go on welfare. Then they're going to, with a Barack Obama or whoever, or McCain, he's a socialist, but again, for the elite, turn the people against the middle class who the general public thinks is rich. They think if you're in a $1 million house and have $10 million that you're an ultra elite, not just a middle class person. They're going to sick them on you saying we've got to take the rich people's assets to rebuild America, and we're going to nationalize this and we're going to nationalize that. And they've gotten all the court rulings in line and the laws in line. And they do this over and over again in hundreds of countries. Okay? And then all the good old boys that thought they were members of the elite are going to get hopping mad. That won't matter. If they resist, they'll just be killed by the local death squads. You know them as the SWAT teams, now radically expanding. Now they'll just be taken to a forced labor camp. And local SS, local thugs will want your wife, want your business. They'll be given power. It always happens the same. We're going into a criminal system. See, tyranny means you're told tyranny is beating up some Muslims and profiling some people and throwing some foreigners out. No. The tyranny means totally getting rid of the borders, bringing in unlimited numbers of foreigners, and then it means shoving you around in your cowboy hat, driving your big truck out there on your ranch house with your oil leash, thinking you were David Rockefeller. You're going to find out you're not. You're going to find out you're a schmuck and a slave. It means having your guns taken. It means having a gun shoved in your mouth. And believe me, the local crooks that are going to be working for the feds, they're going to be more than happy to do it because they're going to get a piece of it. The globalists, for their administrative convenience, want to work with just a few thugs, a few local thugs, and they'll run and own everything, and you'll kiss their butt. And when the other business people and ranchers and people see you getting gunned down or taken to prison, they're going to go kiss the butt of the local boss hogs, and it's going to get worse and worse, okay? Because you're gilded men, you're castrated cowards who just posture, and strut around acting tough. Now, some of us aren't going to submit and go along with it. Okay? So that's basically what's happening and going on there. That's the plan. The tyranny's aimed at you, the good old boy, the know-it-all, the flag waver. Okay? You're the schmuck. You're the one they're laughing at. And they put out propaganda like this for you when they're getting ready to strike Iran. Iran has resumed A-bomb project, says West London Telegraph. Iran has resumed work on constructing highly sophisticated equipment that nuclear experts say is primarily used for building atomic weapons, according to the latest intelligence reports received by Western diplomats. And, of course, these are those reports by their agents inside Iran, just like inside Iraq, who make up whatever they want to put out. The work is aimed at developing the blueprint provided by Dr. A.Q. Khan, which is what the U.S. and England provided to Pakistan, the father of Pakistan's nuclear bomb, who sold Iran details of how to build atom bombs in the early 1990s. They give no proof of that. It's all made up. Iran's Revolutionary Guard, which is overall responsibility for the country's nuclear program, has set up several civilian companies to work on the program whose activities are being deliberately concealed from the United Nations nuclear inspector teams. The companies based on the outskirts of Tehran are working on constructing components for the advanced P2 gas centrifuge, which can enrich. Now, even if they put thousands of those online, it would be 5 to 6 years before they could build a primitive weapon. But see, this is written where the average gullible moron will believe it. Meanwhile, Israel's got 400 nukes. Pakistan's got a bunch our government gave them. Iran has had the UN totally, inspect their whole system. Doesn't matter. They've got to blow the daylights out of them because they got to run the gas up to $500 a barrel because they've got to rape us. And see, while we're being raped, we'll wave flags if there's an attack going on. And it just goes on from there. So lots of unsubstantiated bull, just like uranium and just like yellow cake and out of Niger and aluminum tubes and nuclear weapons centrifuges hidden under rose bushes in Iraq, all the same stuff. Germ warfare fear over African monkeys taken to Iran. The Times of London, another big Rupert Murdoch propaganda arm, is telling you that they've got bioweapons now. Hundreds of endangered monkeys are being taken from the African bush and be sent to secretive laboratory in Iran for scientific experiments, which every government does. An undercover inquiry by the Sunday Times has revealed that wild monkeys, which are banned from experiments in Britain. Oh, see, and they play on your heartstrings. Oh, the poor monkeys are being freely supplied in large numbers in laboratories in other parts of the world. All will undergo invasive and maybe painful experiments leading ultimately to their death. These all go on here. I'm not saying they're good, but the point is playing on your heartstrings. Oh, see, they're killing monkeys. See, they adults are like children now. They're frozen in a childlike level. One Tanzanian dealer who runs African primates, an animal supplying company based in Dar es Salaam, said that in recent years he's been selling up to 4,000 vervet monkeys a year to laboratories, charging about 60 pounds each. And it goes on with really no proof to say that they could use them for biological weapons testing. But the headline, germ warfare, fear over African monkeys taken to Tehran. Now, remember how they showed the Afghans supposedly nerve-gassing a yellow lab? Of course, it turned out that was a fake video, just like all the rest. They know how to manipulate it, just like they said the Iraqis were throwing babies out of incubators. Turned out it was the head of a U.S. PR firm, totally made up, never been to Kuwait. That was admittedly fake. Didn't matter. Now we've got to attack Iraq and have sanctions on them for 18 years and have millions of them die because they threw babies out of incubators, talking to the American people like the children that they are. And they go on to say that they might use a germ warfare program. So they say, we've got to attack them. They got germ warfare, just like they claimed Iraq on the eve of the war in 2003. They said they've got secret EMP cannons that can destroy all electronics in the U.S. And it was in the same papers. Totally made up, just talking to the public like they're children. When we come back, more war propaganda, and what Ron Paul is saying about what an attack will mean, what the Wall Street Journal is saying. They're saying the attack is on. The attack is on. You like $4 a gallon gas? Well, get ready for $8 a gallon gas. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from AnotherUntoldStory.com.
One of the most popular selling children's storybooks today are the Harry Potter books, the Harry Potter books on magic. Harmless little children books they are not. There is a secret hidden agenda, hidden from the unsuspecting adult parents. What is it? There is also a secret satanic hidden agenda in magic acts or magic shows, often called today illusions, and the magicians are called by the more modern term illusionists. Why? And what is the hidden purpose and agenda behind magic acts and shows? Do you know? You need to. Here's something else we all need to know and do, according to the master storyteller. Become as children, if we want his kingdom rule, his type of government upon earth. Ever notice little children have no trouble believing in magic? Truth is, there is still within us that childlike belief. It comes out sometimes in the expression we sometimes say, works like magic. We tell the hidden agenda and purposes and of a true story, historical story that reads like a fairy tale of acts that are like magic, at today's posting of AnotherUntoldStory.com. Warning, you may end up believing in magic if you go there.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
We've lived history. We saw CIA asset and killer Saddam Hussein set up told by U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, April Gillespie, to go ahead and invade Kuwait. He'd been trained at 18 years of age by the CIA. He'd always followed his orders. He'd killed over a million plus Iranians in that eight-year war, U.S.-backed. Now, 18 years later, millions and millions of Iraqis are dead. 3 million are refugees. We witnessed a second attack. We were promised they'd be out in 6 months or 5 years, and 4 months later. And now they're getting ready to hit Iran with thousands of Saudis. That's aircraft raids, dropping bunker busters, 2,000-pound bombs, cluster bombs, hitting their entire infrastructure. And we're told if they dare defend themselves in any way, nuclear weapons are going to be rained down on their nation. And we're now the bad guys. Pitcher. Poor, sick Americans going to the liquor store, buying cases of whiskey, going home barbecuing, watching television, cheering. Yeah, I know liquor store owners, I know pizza place owners. Whenever they have these wars, it's just weeks of drunkenness as good old boys celebrate as they watch the military actions, as they feel like they have personal power and associate their manhood with the slaughter, with the evil. And those poor men have no idea that as they do that, their nation's name dies, that their nation's honor dies, that their currency dies, that the globalists are using us just as they destroy Iran and Iraq. We are being destroyed. That's why they're globalists. They're outside the nations. They play the nations off against each other, just like they played England and Germany off against each other in World War I, which then helped bring down Russia. And the globalists in England and the U.S. funded the takedown of Russia and the murder of 50 million Russians at the hands of the communists, of the Bolsheviks. The international bankers are the master craftsmen, the masterminds. They understand the dark science of evil, and they are carrying it out against us. And I see other propaganda. Listen to this ridiculous headline in other Times of London. And there's literally scores of these today in every major publication. Iraqis lead final purge of al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, the United States publicly runs the four Sunni al-Qaeda groups and is using them to attack Iran while telling our gullible idiot public that Iran is running al-Qaeda. Again, they're Shiite archenemies of al-Qaeda based out of Afghanistan, but the main base, of course, is in Saudi Arabia. But that's too complex for the average American who is a hog to the slaughter. Iraqis lead final purge of al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, the U.S. runs al-Qaeda. It's incredible. Americans and Iraqis forces are driving al-Qaeda in Iraq out of its last redoubt in the north of the country in the culmination of one of the most spectacular victories of the war on terror. So see, they're giving you spectacular victories. After being forced from its strongholds in the west and center of Iraq in the past 2 years, al-Qaeda's dwindling band of fighters has made a defiant last stand in the northern city of Mosul. A huge operation to crush the 1,200 fighters who remain from the terrorist force of an estimated 12,000 began on May 10th. Operation Lion's Roar. Totally made up, folks. Now, when we get back, I'm going to finish up with this for 5 minutes, then Tex Mars will join us for 2 hours. I want to finish up breaking down what's happening so you get the big picture. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history,
The elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Finishing up with the big picture, I don't have the personnel to do this. I am tempted when I'm getting this bigger office in the next month or so to allow interns to come in because we don't have the funds to do this, to pay people to do it, but I think it's important to educate people because that does seem to amaze the public and actually get them to listen to me. If you go back to the weeks leading up to the mid-March attack on Iraq in March of 2003, you will hear me say these exact words. And it's the same on every major subject. I said, because we have the Israeli and U.S. battle plans, and I read those on air, I said, they are not going to leave by Christmas. They are not going to leave in 6 to 8 months, as they're saying on the news. And I would play clips on air. Rumsfeld's lying. They plan to build all of these permanent bases. They're going to break the country in 3 to 4 parts. They are then going to fund different elements to kill each other, to destabilize and further wreck the nation. And I read the Israeli plan. Then I said 5 to 7 years in, because the plans differed. They weren't exact about that. They said within 5 to 7, they would then declare victory by paying off the factions to stop killing each other and then break it up in the 3 to 4 parts. And then use that strategy of tension, or the British imperial great game, as they call it, to export the violence into Iran and into Syria, and then break Iran up into 6 parts, Syria up into 2 to 3 parts, linking up with Afghanistan, and then being on the shoulder of Iran, then playing Pakistan and India and China all off against each other. And I said, they will go in. They will fund different factions to kill each other and our troops. And now it's come out they did just that. Now, again, I'm not a genius. I wasn't looking into a crystal ball. I read the Israeli 84 plan that was even in Herats. That then got codified into the U.S. structure of the plan. Then the Navy wrote articles on September 10th in the Washington Post saying Israel may provocateur terror attacks to get us into a war to carry out this plan. You can go pull that report up. So, again, Alex Jones didn't predict this. I want to be clear. All I did was go, gee, here's the actual plan. You're going to see it carried out. So, go back, listeners. There's archives all over the web. Just pick any day in the lead up to the war, in the week before the war, and you will hear me in the first hour every day say exactly what was going to happen and what was going to unfold. And then I said that a decade after, you would see the United Nations come in. I said within 6 to 10 years, you would see the UN then come in, stabilize things after it had been broken up in all those parts, and that they would then organize it and run it, and then carry out forced inoculations and, you know, quote, a central banking grid, as PNAC calls for, and then they'll just be like the U.S., a dumbed-down, enslaved population, having sterilization and other eugenics policies carried out against them. And with the Government Information Service, with all sweet and happy, and look how great Iraq is, boy, isn't it funny, the women have been sterilized and cancer rates are up fivefold. And that's what's been done, and that's what's happened. And if there's an attack on Iran, which they're saying they're planning to do, and Ron Paul saying it's been green-lighted, then all hell is going to break loose, and we're just going to see a further slide, because everything the globalists do is multifaceted. It's also about waging war against us here economically, but having us rally around the flag and going along with our captors into full bondage, because after all, there's a war on, and you can't criticize it. But I'm asking our listeners to go get my audio files of my show and to integrate it in with what I just said so people can see that we're telling you the truth. We'll be right back.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Can you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 7th day of July, 2008. We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv. For all the PrisonPlanet.tv members, you'll be able to see the document cam, the video cam, and, of course, the camera on myself. Our guest is Tex Mars for the next hour and 50 minutes. Coming up later in the second hour with Tex, we will be taking your phone calls. He has an amazing new book, and when I say that, Tex Mars taught me so much of what I know. Tex Mars, in the early 1990s, he was already a best-selling author on robotics and a best-selling author on passing the military exams. I mean, the best-selling author just on so many fronts. Air Force officer, University of Texas, space and aeronautics professor, a military professor, very well accomplished. Then he found out about the New World Order, and he wrote books in the early 1990s about the RFID chips, the cashless control grid, like Project Lucent. Now it's more cutting edge than the, quote, RFID experts you hear out there, and I'm praising them as well. It's just Tex is really a man before his time. He wrote books and things about nanotech decades before, then it all turned out to be accurate. He exposed the phony evangelist before anybody else was doing it. I mean, he is so prolific. And then I think the best book he ever wrote for information-wise was Phone Book Size. In fact, for PrisonPlanet.tv members, I'll hold up how big Codex Magica is. This is Mysterious Monuments, which is the twin or the sequel to it. A huge coffee table book. It is just full of photographs. In fact, I'm showing people a screenshot of that right now. I mean, the whole thing is just totally jam-packed with thousands of photographs and documents. And we know that the Masonic orders at the higher level are worshiping Lucifer. They say that in their own books. But low-level Masons don't know that. We know that ties into other networks of mystery schools. We know the global elite are obsessed with the occult. And he has the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds' homes and businesses and the devils and demons and satanic spirits they have all over, the totems, the United Nations. Is his first book that we carry, by the way, when we've got a deal where you can get both of them together, on this subject, which is this big coffee table book, is Codex Magica. This is the second part to that, and I have to say, it's my new favorite, because I didn't think that anybody could top the lavish nature, and it is lavish, how well it's done. You can't put it down. Perfect to wake somebody up. Perfect for the average American who doesn't read, because it has a lot of text, but it has so many photos and documents that it keeps you engrossed. But he's done it with this incredible new book, Mysterious Monuments, that we have on your television screen for those of you that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. The Encyclopedia of Secret Illuminati Designs, Masonic Architecture, and Occult Places. Now, what's important to understand is that just like local gang members, the Crips or the Bloods, just like police need to know what those gang signs mean, you need to know what the New World Order gang signs mean. And with Codex Magica and with his newest book, Mysterious Monuments, you will see the symbols they have on TV, the symbols in books, but more importantly, the symbols that are buildings. They believe they're magical talismans, and I've had university professors who are secular on to cover this. They believe they're energizing spiritual power from it. They believe that this is how they control society. Now, whether it's real or not, they believe it's real, and so this is like learning a new language, French or German or Spanish, except this is the elite high Luciferian language, and it's pretty simple to learn. It's a lot easier than French or German or Japanese or Chinese or Inuit. You, in just a few weeks, can be a expert and have more knowledge than even 33rd degree Masons, because Tex Mars has gone into all of these mysteries. He's used his scholarly scientific mind to integrate into two books really the whole of their system. And this is knowledge we all need to have when we're fighting the enemy. Tex Mars, it is just wonderful to have you on.
Well, Alex, it's great to be with you again, and I appreciate what you said about my prior book, Codex Magica. And this really is a sequel, and yet it's totally different. You know, I guess it was Shakespeare who once said that the whole world is a stage. But these people are doing occult magic in plain sight. And I'll tell you, it's very important, because people are, you know, every day you come on your program, The Alex Jones Show, with stunning information. But here's what most people need to understand. I believe, you know, that your listeners every day do. This doesn't just come out of a hat somewhere. I mean, you really research it. You document it. You know the evidence. But it is an intellectual thing for many people, and it's hard for them to fathom and understand, even though it's totally documented, it's out there, and you've done the research to bring this to pass. And in everyday chronicles, even your new video, 9/11 Chronicles, chronicles the truth of that. But still, some people find it hard to grasp. And I know I had a friend of mine, a physician, who came to visit me this week, and he said, "Tex, how can I get to my friends the truth of 9/11? You know, I gave out copies of videos to them, books, and they just laugh at me. They say, oh, come on. And he said, they don't even want to watch the videos. One of the things that we've done with this book, Mysterious Monuments, it's not just intellectual truth. It's actually items people can see. Once they read Mysterious Monuments and see over 800 photos of architecture, then they say, oh. And once they understand the architecture, you know, at first you just visit Washington, D.C., as I did many years ago, and you say, how wonderful. Oh, you have these great buildings of marble and granite and the huge Washington Monument and the goddess above the Capitol, and how lovely. But once you understand the meaning of all this, and then it's not only that. It's not just what was built, 200 years ago in Washington, D.C., they're building New World Order architecture that has a meaning for their coming global empire of Satan. This is satanic architecture that represents the occult theological view or vision. And as you said, these are talismans, they're charms. They're creating what they believe is a black magical environment to entrap men's souls. You know, many people, Alex, wear amulets, necklaces with talismans and charms around their neck. But what if the whole world is full of talismans and charms and amulets? What if it's full of devil architecture? And what if that can be proven as I move through the United States and around the world, proving that there is an architectural colossus? Then everything changes. Now, of course, the critics, the skeptics will say, oh, this can't be. And just as they don't want to watch the videos you put out or listen to your program, they're not going to want to look at this book. If they did, it would bother them so much they couldn't stand the pressure. A lot of people just are looking for a comfort zone. You know, they want to party. They want to spend their money. They want to have a good time. But they don't realize they're in great, great danger. They're about to go over the cliff, whether it's economically or a war, but they don't know it if they would research. But here, now we have in wood, in stone, in metal, in granite. These are real, tangible things proving the New World Order culture.
Now, to be clear, even where they build Memphis or Atlanta or D.C., key cities are even on these ley lines, even the Greenwich Mean Time. Everything they do is part of a giant ritual. They really believe in this. Even if people are atheists out there and don't believe this, they need to know that the globalists that govern the planet are all deep occultists. And there's so much text in this book. For the next hour and 30 minutes or so, I want to go over the book and take calls. And then at the end, I do want to get 10 minutes or so from your Air Force perspective about whether you think they're going to hit Iran, what you think will happen, why the dollar's plunging, where you see things going. I want to get some of your expertise on that, so that's coming up later as well. And for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we're going to be skipping some of the breaks on the radio, and you'll be able to see us at PrisonPlanet.tv, continue the discussion, and also on the internet streams at Infowars.com. But I will give you some breaks during the next 2 hours. Texas, I know that, you probably don't need them, but you might. So we'll also, we'll take a few of those breaks coming up. But before we go to this first break, Tex, going over this book, you're the expert on this. How should we start in the next hour and a half or so of time that we have to really give people a basic grasp of this?
Well, I think we need to ask ourselves, if there is a satanic architectural colossus going up around the world, and even being escalated today, who is behind it? Who is behind it? The second thing is, why are they doing this? If they're designing these things, who are the architects building these monuments, these new skyscrapers, statues? Why are they doing this, and what kind of occult wisdom are they using? And so this is really, who is behind it, and why are they doing it, I think are the two key things we need to look at.
Start, Tex. Go over it for us.
Well, one of the things you see in this book, and you mentioned names like Rockefellers, Rothschilds quite a bit, you will find. Yeah, and I have, you know, an entire section entitled Where the Illuminati Rich and Famous Dwell. I actually take you into their estates. You will see the owl. You will see the skull and bones at the DuPont estate. There's the Astors with the dragon. There's Vanderbilt with occult signs at the Biltmore estate. Even their homes and estates reflect their demonic nature.
Okay, we're going to take this break. We're going to come right back in just a few minutes with Tex Mars. The new book available at InfoWars.com, Mysterious Monuments. You want to get it. Stay with us.
Jim Newcomer from Midas, July 7, 2008. Gold is at $923.70. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $950.33, $468.05 for half, and $234.03 for quarter. That's $950.33, $468.05, and $234.03.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With a stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your Liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune, as long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Thank you.
Most people go through their lives never realizing there is a whole other world around them. And the elites have gained control of our society. They have dumbed the people down to the point where the most basic information is unknown to them, like the fact the dollar is being devalued, the fact that we're about to start a new war that could lead to World War III. Tex Mars joins us to talk about the symbols, the architecture of the New World Order, his new incredible book, Mysterious Monuments, available at Infowars.com right now. Tex, please continue.
Well, you know what, we discussed this architectural colossus that's springing up around the globe, Alex. What we have to understand, this has its origins all the way back to Mystery Babylon. In fact, that's how I discovered it. For many years, I really researched the symbology and the monuments, you know, going all the way back to the Tower of Babel in the book of Genesis in the Bible. I wanted to see what kind of architecture, what kind of symbols were, and what kind of religion were in ancient Babylon, Egypt, and so forth. Even, you know, the Mesoamerica, the Aztecs, the Incas, and so forth. But interestingly enough, as I began to study this, as I travel around the United States, being on various TV and radio talk shows for other books, I discover the same architecture, the same principles being built across America. Then when I went overseas, I saw it being built in Europe, and now it's really being escalated. Did you know there's an Illuminati city of mystery called Astana, or the Star, in Kazakhstan, an entire new city? And it's incredible. They have pyramids. They have huge globes there. They're spending billions of dollars. And there in Astana, the New World Order elite have built a great palace of peace and reconciliation. It's going to be like a United Nations as such. And then there's the Congress of Leaders of World Religions they're bringing together. In Houston, Texas, they're building a great Spirit of Houston, or at least they plan it. A Spirit of Houston goddess statue. It's going to be towering, voluptuous, and I have a picture of it in the book, and it's 555 feet tall, which is the same as the Washington Monument, the obelisk, the great Egyptian obelisk in Washington, D.C., and the reason why, and I explain it and show the meaning of the number 555 numerologically, and, of course, if you translate that into inches, it's 6,600. And 60 inches. They don't count the zeros in numerology, so that's 666. But back to this architectural colossus, I ask myself, who is behind this? I see these buildings, I see these monuments. Who did this, and why are they continuing at a frantic pace to build up a new paradise or kingdom of Satan on earth? And then I found out that the architects behind it are members of the secret societies, the Black Lodges. And as you know, Alex, they've spawned scores of subordinate organizations. There's the Scottish Rite with its headquarters in Washington, D.C. They live in, by the way, they worship in a tomb, literally a tomb, a mausoleum in Washington, D.C. And I picture that in the book with all its fabulous phoenix serpents and its black altar. And when you imagine that many of the senators and even former presidents have gone there and drank wine from a human skull in the sanctuary of this tomb in Washington, D.C., and I picture it, I did not know, for example, until I began research for this book some 20 years ago, that under the Great Rotunda, that's the central section of the Triport Capitol of the United States, there is a crypt for dead bodies. A crypt under the rotunda. Nobody ever goes and visits there, but they have a crypt for the dead. And I think that is very curious. These people, as you've said before, are fascinated with the dead.
Well, we know that's where the Hellfire Club with Benjamin Franklin in England, they had their orgies in crypts.
They did, and they have now found an astonishing sight in the place where Benjamin Franklin lived, in the building where he stayed when he was in Great Britain and lived there for a while. They found many dead bodies in the foundation.
Of children.
Yeah, it's astonishing.
And they
you mentioned the Hellfire Club.
And
that was the beginning of the modern Illuminati.
Exactly, and it dates back to when he lived there.
So these are secret societies, the Grand Orient Lodge, the Grand Lodge of Jerusalem, the Scottish Rite, the Order of Skull and Bones, the P2 Propaganda Lodge in Italy. All of them are building these incredible things around the world.
Tex, stay there. We're going to continue to talk behind the scenes right now, and I want to continue going through the book, and I've got so many questions about different architecture, different things that I'd never seen before.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Tex Mars is our guest. The new book, Mysterious Monuments, Encyclopedia of Secret Illuminati Designs, Masonic Architecture, and Occult Places. You can get that new book and also Codex Magica at Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.tv, folks, are obviously watching us live on the web right now. We've got the document cam going, showing the book. Also, of course, we're here interviewing Tex. We've got his website up on screen a few minutes ago. We'll put that back up there, TexMars.com. There's also PowerOfProphecy.com. We have links to that up on Infowars.com. Before he leaves us, we'll tell you several times how to get a free complimentary copy of his newsletter. I was visiting my uncle this weekend, and right there in his office was the copy of the new newsletter, a big one this month. You can get on the free mailing list to get a free monthly newsletter as well. In fact, since I mentioned it, Tex, before we go any further, tell folks how they can call and get a free copy of your newsletter or find out about some of the other books and videos that you've made or written.
And by the way, our newest newsletter, and you're right, it's a big edition about mysterious monuments, and there's probably, you know, several dozen pictures and images of amazement in that, and we'll give it to them absolutely free if they'll just call our toll-free number, and that's 1-800-234-9673. They don't have to order anything. They can just say, I'd like the free newsletter, the new edition, and we'll send them that newsletter. It'll be out within a couple of days. Again, they don't have to buy anything. Nobody's going to ask for anything other than their address, so we can send them the newsletter, and that's all.
And it's nice. This one looks like it was 8 pages, and it's just all jam-packed. And that newsletter is a good little tool to give somebody to. Tex is really good at getting people to become interested in something the way he presents it, because you know, he's able to telegraph how amazing all this is. Tex, now let's get in to the book. I mean, there's so many areas to cover, so many facets, so many angles. I mean, I said 15 minutes ago, where do we start? And you have started, and you've covered so much. I'm tempted just to ask you about, you know, different sections of the book or different areas. But I think,
sure,
first off, seeing all of this, they want to bring in this one world government, as you were just saying. They believe now is the time. They believe they're in a hurry to get this done. So can you describe their basic cosmology? And then seeing this, there's all these different cults, but they have the same central ideas in them. And then when you look at the leaders of all the different Rosicrucians and the Masons, you notice it's a few hundred people are the heads of all these major groups, and they're part of other elite groups. Hence, the symbol is the pyramid for compartmentalization, and they set up all of their institutions along these lines. So if you can, give us their end game or their big picture and what they believe all these new cities they're building, what they believe those do, you know, what they're building towards this global plantation that you mentioned. And then I want to basically break down then some of the details of that you cover in your book. I mean, basically what I'm trying to say here is they're building their new world order. Why do they believe architecture is such a big part of it? It shows they're all really on the same team. If the communist Chinese and the Russians and the U.S. and the Mexicans and the Brazilians and everybody, the Muslims, the Central Asians, the Middle Easterners, I mean, they're all building the same stuff. They all are parts of the same group. And I guess this transcends Catholic, Protestant, it's all controlled by the same, the Jews. You know, at the top, we're striking right at the core here. That's a big question, but I wanted to, you know, get some of the different facets of it out, Tex.
Absolutely. Let me just prove your point. In Shanksville, Pennsylvania, you know, that's where the Flight 93 crashed. They have spent $54 million of U.S. taxpayer money to build a monument to the 40 or so people who died on that aircraft, okay, on 9/11. Now, would you believe they have built, or they're building a monument? And by the way, this was all set up by Senator Alan Specter, Orland Specter of Pennsylvania. Remember, he's a 33rd degree Mason. He's the guy that created the magic bullet theory back during the JFK commission time. And the two senators and the governor of Pennsylvania are all Freemasons. But I want you to understand something. This is an outrage. Maybe you covered it on your program, but I have an actual picture on page 68 of my book.
I'm going to go to page 68 for people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Tell them what it is, Tex.
This is the new monument called the Flight 93 National Memorial. Now, people will love the fact they paid for this. It's oriented toward Mecca, and it is a star and crescent moon.
Now, let's be clear. It isn't just a star and crescent moon. It's aimed at Mecca.
It's oriented toward Mecca. It's a star and a crescent moon, which is the symbol of Islam universally. And it's actually called, now remember now, they use the star and the crescent moon in the Islam. This is actually called the Crescent of Embrace. The Crescent of Embrace. Now, at first, you're shocked. You say, well, are they Muslims, the Illuminati, or these evil Freemasons Muslims?
Well,
no.
Some of the highest symbols of the Masonic orders is the crescent moon, and they wear the red fez for the murder of Christians.
That's right. The sun and the moon are actually cosmological deities to them. Now, interestingly enough, the Shriners, which until recently you had to be a 32nd degree Mason to be a Shriner, the Shriners actually have ceremonies in which they worship at the altar of Allah and Muhammad. So here we have the Shriners, and the very word Shriners of Freemasonry means shrine of Allah and Muhammad. So now keep in mind, this is not even true Islam. They are intending to bring all of the religions together. First, they will destroy the true doctrines of religion, such as Christianity and others, and Judaism. Then they'll bring them all together in this horrible Illuminist
and
religion.
We know
so
that,
these people are religionists.
And we know that from Albert Pike. Explain that to the Muslims out there.
Albert Pike said this. He said he was the former sovereign grand commander of all Freemasonry, and then an Illuminati chieftain. He said every Masonic lodge is a temple of religion. Well, what religion is it? Well, it's very clear what religion. It's a Luciferian religion. They worship the great star god, who is Lucifer. And by the way, going back to this building of architecture, all the Masons say that their god is the great architect of the universe. Jesus is a word that is not mentioned in the Masonic lodges or the other occult orders and such, but they will mention the builder or the great architect. In fact, one of the pictures I have in my book is the Wilshire Tower in Los Angeles, where they have a great carving a statue of Zeus. He was one of their cosmological gods, the Greek god Zeus. He is the god above, but there's a god called Neptune or Poseidon, whose statue is in front of the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., and fountain, and he is the god below. You see, they're bringing together the cosmological gods and deities. Remember, the Bible says that Satan is prince of the power of the air, and they're bringing that god in the form of Zeus, and there are statues of Zeus. Did you know that there's even one of Zeus on the Rockefeller Center in New York, and he's holding the compass? The square and compass is the major symbol of Freemasonry. It's the symbol of the builders. They are building a new utopia on this planet, the new world order in stone. Their gospel is a gospel in stone.
Now, don't let me interrupt you, but I want to go back to that. But just since you mentioned it, when I got back from Bilderberg in Virginia, there outside D.C. and Chantilly, I spent off and on more than 2 days trying to videotape the occult architecture. Didn't even know you were working on this book. We're both so busy. And when I return, there laying on my desk is your new book with a nice letter from you asking if I wanted to carry it. And on the cover is something we shot 20 minutes of video of and marveled at, and had police walk up and say, you can't videotape it, with Poseidon, with the mermaids and the mermen and the turtles spraying the water on them. And they've got this these eels, flotsam and jetsam, swimming around. And I just marveled at that and shot video of that. And on every building, Supreme Court, you name it, is little devils, little owls. I mean, it is. And then, of course, so above, below, they always have the water gods down on the bottom. They'll always have a goddess up on a building looking down, just like in England. They always have the sacrifice. It'll say 10,000 dead troops, 20,000 dead troops, 200,000 dead troops, depending on the monument, looking at her sacrifice. It's always the same. And then they've got in front of the vice president's residence, right next to the White House, in gold, the goddess with a flaming sword, and down below her, little demons, and then little demons with pitchforks. But it's all laid out the same. And when you're there, I mean, it's like a dog in a butcher shop if you're trying to shoot occult architecture. It's everything is just laden and festooned with it. Go ahead.
Well, it does, and it goes all the way back again to Babylon, to Egypt, to Greece and Rome. Now, here's the interesting thing. Some people say, well, that's Greco or Greek-Roman architecture. And even, you know, the state houses, the Capitol buildings in Texas and around the United States are all built in this format. Surely that's not satanic. It's just Greco-Roman. But wait. One of the top occultists in the world, Jeffrey Hodgson, wrote a book called The Brotherhood of Angels and Men. And I quote him extensively in Mysterious Monuments. He says, quote, he says the spirits told him this. We are devils, really. We are Greece reincarnate. We're building fairer cities than even were built in ancient Greece. Now, why Greece? I agree, seems like a nice enough, competitive nation today. But remember, Greece borrowed all this from Babylon and Egypt and had all these gods and goddesses, and really they are a function of the satanic court. In other words, they're a mirror of the satanic court. And what is going on with this architecture, this architectural colossus.
So is above, so below. Yeah.
That's right. They're mirroring what they vision as in hell, and they're building it on earth. They're building a hellish utopia right here on earth. Let me give you an example. The pyramid, of course, was built by the pharaohs, I believe, with demonic intentions. It's a place of death. And the sarcophagus of the king or pharaoh is in the king's chamber deep in the middle of that. But a man named Isaac Tigret, and I have a picture of him in the book giving a satanic hand sign, a multimillionaire, I think he owned the Phoenix Suns basketball team, NBA, and he's the founder of Hard Rock Cafe restaurant chain. Okay? Now, remember, their symbol is the sun.
What page all these is he on? What page is
the sun god.
What page is that on, Tex?
I'm not sure what page it's on. This, the book is 624 pages. There is an index here.
I just remember looking at it. It was amazing. I was just trying to find it. Sure. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, Isaac Tigret went over to Egypt in his own testimony, and this was in American Airlines magazine, of all places. He says he bribed a guard so he could spend the night in the king's chamber deep inside the Great Pyramid of Giza in Egypt. And at exactly the stroke of midnight, a great light came to him and a voice, and it said, "You will build a pyramid like this in our sister city of Memphis in America." Now, I recognized right away what was going on, because in the ancient mystery religions, they had an exact replica of this ceremony in which they went deep into a cave. They claimed at midnight the sun god came. They call it the sun at midnight. And by the way, Aleister Crowley, the great British Satanist, who called himself the wickedest man on earth, 666, he also said he went through the same ritual, and he met an Egyptian demon who told him to write a book about the bloodshed that's coming upon the earth. In any case, Isaac Tigret came back, went to Memphis, Tennessee, and with other rich Illuminists, they convinced the city fathers to build a great pyramid sitting on the Mississippi River, sister of the Nile, and there it sits today, this gleaming sun pyramid in Memphis, Tennessee. Now, you see how they do things, but wait, they're not finished. One of the greatest architects probably of the 20th century, the two, were Frank Lloyd Wright and I.M. Pei, P-E-I, a Chinese-American. Mr. Pei went over to France because the Grand Orient Lodge wanted him to build a great pyramid there. And he built one right in front of the ancient, or I should say ornate, Louvre Museum. Now, can you imagine a King Louis XIV ornate place, gigantic, magnificent building, and now they have a huge glass pyramid right in front of it. And by the way, the man who arranged, and I have a picture of the president of France, Francois Mitterrand, and him. Then I read in the Le Monde, the world newspaper from Paris, sort of like our New York Times.
Francois Mitterrand is totally obsessed with the occult. It was all over their news, and then he had to get this built before he left, and he was worshiping, and I remember separately seeing that. Go ahead, Tex.
Yeah, Le Monde says that Mitterrand each year, now we're talking about a modern president, okay? A guy that has nuclear bombs and submarines at his disposal. Francois Mitterrand would go to the top of a sacred mountain in France and use drums and drum up the spirits and communicate with them and get an agenda for France from the spirits. Now, you say, oh, this is impossible.
Hey, Tony Blair, same thing's been in all their major papers. He goes into these pyramids. Go ahead.
Yeah, all of these people, and of course we know about Bush's satanic order of skull and bones, that, by the way, those young men chosen each year from Yale University meet in the tomb. And all of these, I went back and I studied the life of John D. Rockefeller, founder of Standard Oil. Okay, now this guy, talk about the oil industry and the oil futures market today. I found out that John D. Rockefeller, his gravesite, is a huge Egyptian obelisk. And I picture it in the book. I have a picture of the obelisk of John D. Rockefeller. So I found all the way back, George Washington, I discovered, his gravesite is built in the form of an Egyptian, has two obelisks and an Egyptian temple. This is George, our nation's founder, George Washington. So, by the way, I also found that Rothschild is building an incredible series of a pyramidal architecture at Hebrew University. Now, imagine Hebrew University in Israel visited, and you'll see in the courtyard, I have a picture of it, a great pyramid. You go to the city of Eilat, which is the city in the Israel that comes out of when you go from Egypt into Israel. There, Rothschild has built a great pyramid right in the middle of the street. Everybody has to pass it with pillars and the Masonic square and compass. He's built a huge Supreme Court building. Their intention is to make this the Supreme Court of the world in Jerusalem in 1992. And it's shaped, the library is shaped like a Masonic pyramid with the capstone missing. There are pyramids all around. There are circles. There are all kind of occult symbols. Now, back to this, I'm getting ahead of myself, but back to this Standard Oil and John Rockefeller.
I'll tell you what, Tex, stay there. We're about to go to break, but we'll keep talking behind the scenes for folks watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. And again, I'm only interrupting to back up what Tex is saying for those that are out there listening. Everything he's saying is documented.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal, and it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Rumors spreading round.
He knows the family and the daughter of one of the biggest heirs, one of the largest oil companies. And that when he goes into each room, he has little owl figurines in each room, and he mumbles something, you know, frightened to it, like an incantation when he enters each room. See, people say, well, Bohemian Grove, they're in there worshiping the owl. There can be Lilith. There can be any other names. Why are they doing this? You know, this is just a play. They're just having fun. Well, I could have thought that, too, but I was in the crowd of several thousand men watching the ritual take place. They were breathing heavy, grinding their teeth, very silent, until they started doing the mock sacrifice, and they were like, oh, yes, oh. And then Mike Hansen next to me was going, hey, this is a great event. Boy, that's neat. And they looked at him with total hatred, and he just shut up. This was very reverent. And they said, be reverent before her. And now they call it Moloch in some of their writings. We know the owl is Lilith and some other things in the cultures. But with these occultists, it's all interchanged. You know, we understand that Moloch is a bull, but at Bohemian Grove, they call it a owl. And don't we find this with the occultist texts, that they interchange things and have different meanings and multiple names and multiple faces to things?
Oh yes, because their gods morphed into different beings. You see, for example, and remember now, even the great symbol of the United States, which is that eagle with by the way, the six-pointed star above it, it has an obverse or a reverse side. So there's always a hidden side. For example, Vanderbilt's one of the richest men in the world at one time. Vanderbilt at the Grand Central Railroad Terminal in New York, you can still see it, built a great statue of Mercury, the god Mercury. Mercury is symbolized in astrology by Gemini. He's a dual god. He has two aspects. So you know, I always call it the double-faced gods. Remember, the Romans worshipped Janus. So the Masons today, their premier symbol is the double-headed eagle. So we have a double-headed all-seeing eye on one side of our great seal, which they put in there with a pyramid, and the all-seeing eye of Horus, the Egyptian sun god, the sun, S-O-N, of Osiris, and then the other side being the eagle. And yet even the eagle is bastardized by the Illuminati in its many forms. And if you go and visit the Rockefeller estate in Upper New York, Kikut, it's called, I have a picture of it, you'll see the great eagle, the imperial eagle, atop his estate, you know, his home, he has the huge eagle. If you visit the Fed Reserve building, where Mr. Ben Bernanke works, head of the Fed Reserve, you're going to see a very simple adornment, only the great eagle. So, again, they use many things. Now, back to this owl. Athena was the goddess of wisdom, and the owl is the symbol of her wisdom. It's a night wisdom. It's a black magic wisdom. The owl is the killer of night, and it can see. It's like an all-seeing eye. And, Athena, one of her representations is atop the statue, atop the Capitol building. And thus, right below her, way deep below on the earth in the basement, is the crypt that they secretly built there. Not only that, but behind the Capitol, and actually in the street design of Washington, D.C., that whole area, if you look at it, and I have a picture of the street layout, you will see the owl. The owl is actually in the street configuration.
Okay, Tex, stay there. Let's get into the layout of D.C. after this quick break. 1 minute break, back with Tex Mars in just a moment with us for a whole other hour. And we're going to take some calls later. We're going through his new book. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
We sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I am just biting my lip here because Tex brings up so many points. And then I think about the hundreds of things I've learned separately when he's talking about something. And I know he's so right on. I'm just like biting my lip here, not wanting to interrupt because I want to pump him for all the info I can. There is so much in his new book that I didn't know. And the more I learn, the more I learn that I don't know that much. But I thought I knew it all about architecture and all the occultism and the things they've done. But when you really start reading this book and start looking around you, it is everywhere. In fact, here's an example. I read junk science fiction sometimes, not very often. I'm so busy. And I was at my parents' house about a week ago, and my dad reads a lot of science fiction. And there was this book called The Worthing Saga. And I picked it up. He said, yeah, I've read it. You can have that. I haven't had a chance to read it yet. And it shows a guy on the cover. I'm going to put this on screen for people. And put it up there on screen for folks that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. And he's encased in something that is a pyramid. And then below him in blue is a pyramid with a white capstone. And then I started looking around at all the other science fiction books I have. This is what Alan Watt talks about. And it's all got Illuminati stuff on the book covers. And you start looking, it is literally everywhere. Tex, how many adherents to this Babylon mystery religion? Do you have any idea what the percentage is?
Well, of course, there are millions who are involved in various occult things. And many of them are just dumb people, independently, not involved in these secret societies and cults. But as in terms of the more hideous New World Order elite, I'm going just to say that there's probably no more than 10,000 around the globe that really know the plan they're accomplishing what they call the great work of the Illuminati, which is to regenerate mankind, to destroy the world that is, and build a new world made up of stone and steel and glass because of the visions they receive from demonic spirits. So maybe 10,000 in the United States, probably only about 1,000 that really are deep into this. In various areas.
Now, I want to stop you right there, because that's earth-shattering, and that is the facts, and I've been to Bohemian Grove, I've covered it, I've been to London and D.C., I've seen the architecture, I've been to Latin America and seen it. There is no doubt that the world's controllers do believe they're channeling angels, space aliens, is the more modern thing they say they're channeling, and they are telling them what to do. They're telling them genetic engineer and destroy the old, bring in the new. They're telling them start World War III. They're telling them kill these children, do these medical experiments. I mean, whether you believe it or not, folks, they believe it. I mean, could it be more dangerous that we have these world leaders in control of the nuclear weapons, as you said earlier, and they are completely a bunch of mumbling nutcases? I mean, the mainstream British news reports Tony Blair flops around on the ground every morning channeling the, quote, spirit of light.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. And you know, I have a picture in the Mysterious Monuments of the European Union's modern-day headquarters. This is a Tower of Babel. In fact, it actually is designed as an unfinished Tower of Babel. And the national anthem of the European Union is devoted to the great goddess of magic and fire. You can find it on page 489, 490 to 491 of my book. Now, and by the way, I also show a picture of They have a statue in front of the European Union headquarters of a great goddess, and she's holding up in her hand the euro. And below her are people like they're cowering. They're supine, and they're cowering beneath her. The whole of humanity is cowering. And here is the great goddess. We get back to the same goddess they worshipped at the Bohemian Grove. The streets of Washington, D.C. are laid out in one place as a great owl. I have a picture of also the even the landscaping in the pool area of the DuPont Estate.
Hold on, Tex.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively reduce your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great-flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a two-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months' worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is no way in 2 hours or in 10 hours or in 100 hours we can cover everything. Tex Mars has been studying this for decade upon decade. He has put together the amazing new book. We've got a live camera shot of the book I'm holding here. With a Catholic priest with an all-seeing eye, the Illuminati, with sunrays coming out behind him. He's got Protestant churches with the same thing. Their higher-level priests and pastors know exactly what they're part of. What is the world they're building? What do they plan to do to us? That's coming up. Then at the bottom of the hour, we'll be taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231. I want to challenge all of you to purchase Mysterious Monuments, Encyclopedia of Secret Illuminati Designs, Masonic Architecture, and Occult Places. This is just as important or more so than Codex Magica, because that gets into their systems, their signs, television media, their symbols, hand signs they're making. But just to give to people, because architecture they'll see everywhere, I think this is even going to be a more effective book. I'm not belittling the other. That was my favorite until I read this book. cannot put it down. I plan to make a film, actually, about all this, and I've been working on it for years when I'm in capital cities. And I thought my knowledge was great of this. This totally blew me away. I've not been able to put this down. I've taken it home for the 2 weeks I've had it. It just came out last week. I got an advanced copy. Get your copy at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com today, or call toll free to get the new book, Mysterious Monuments. It is a must read. 888-253-3139. Tex, get into the layout of D.C., then get into the Astors, and then let's go through some of the things the Rothschilds are doing, this Rothschild family painting of them in weird hoods with six candles doing a ritual. But then I want to spend a lot of time on their master plan. What do they plan to bring in to get their world government, their chaos to bring their order? How do you see their plan building and then finally failing, or what's the time frame that Tex Mars sees this unfolding in, and what is their end game? I really want to spend time on that. And again, we're very thankful for your time, Tex.
Well, Alex, maybe we should start in Washington, D.C. with a place of worship, the National Cathedral. You know, Pierre Lafont, who was an occultist and designed the original layout now of the city of Washington, D.C., said that the National Cathedral would be a church for national purposes. Remember, after 9/11, they had a big interfaith ceremony. They had a Buddhist there, a Buddhist monk. They had a Muslim imam. And, of course, even Billy Graham was there, and the former presidents, and the President Bush and everything. They made a big show of the National Cathedral. Now, I visited the National Cathedral, and I noticed right away the demon gargoyles in stone that wrap around the building. I decided to do some research on the National Cathedral, and I found the newest grotesque or gargoyle, horned devil, and so forth, that's gone up is Darth Vader, the Star Wars saga. He's actually in stone. He's looking down on passersby. Now, at first, it's sort of a comedy. Darth Vader, the galactic evil commander. What is this? Is this some kind of a strange? You know, you mentioned science fiction. A number of the science fiction writers are privy to the knowledge, as Hollywood directors are. And Darth Vader, remember, he was part of the Dark Force. The Force. Would you believe that the book of Daniel, prophetic book in the Bible, says that the God that they worship in the last days, this Illuminati elite, will be a God of forces, and he will heap up great treasure, gold, money to them? It will not be a God that his fathers worship, but instead the God of forces. Darth Vader, comically as it may seem, is now one of the demonic gargoyles looking down on people. I have a huge picture of him in the book. I think it's on pages 588 to 589. Now, I found out that the bishop, who's the rector of the National Cathedral, is Episcopal, and I have a picture of him in Codex Magica doing the Freemasonry hand sign, where you put your hand under your vest or under your coat, the hidden sign of Jabulon, their god that they worship. But the archbishop who's in charge of the whole Washington, D.C. Area is a man, his last name is Moore, and he was recently outed for being a homosexual. So you can see the kind of people that are involved, and now they're in charge of this taxpayer-funded National Cathedral. And by the way, I have a picture of a devil, literally with horns in stone, at the National Cathedral, high up. You can barely see him. You need a telephoto lens. The devil's looking down on people from the National Cathedral. But I also show in France. Remember, President Mitterrand would go up to a sacred mountain and pound on drums and communicate with the spirits. Well, at René-le-Château in the Pyrenees Mountains of France, probably where Mitterrand went, I have pictures of the chapel there, a Catholic chapel. As you enter, notice there's a sign in France over the door, carved, and it reads, and this is astonishing, Alex, "This place is terrible." Well, right away, you know you're in a strange Catholic church. There's also a skull and bones emblazoned in stone. I have an image of it in my book. But once you go in the lobby, there is confronting you, to the right of you, a black devil with horns. And he's carrying a little basket. And what is in the basket? Two dragons. Of course, one represents Satan, the other represents his son, Antichrist. This is in a Catholic chapel in Rennes-le-Château, France. And here again, we have the satanic Illuminati around the world.
Weren't you mentioning earlier when we hit a break the Astors and their symbol being the dragon?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have a picture on their estate. They have a building, an exterior building, and I believe it must be the chapel where they conducted ceremonies. And there you will see their great emblem of the Astor family. And what is it? Yes, it's a dragon. Remember, even the Ouroboros serpent, the one that swallows its tail, meaning we shall conquer the whole earth. It's really a dragon serpent. And so everywhere you go, serpents, horns, devils.
Now, you remember that Anderson Cooper is one of the heirs to the Astors. And then we've got the other one, Tucker Carlson, is a heir to another one of the big families, but you never hear that on the news, so it's still these same people in power. Speaking of Catholic churches, you've got a lot of big Protestant ones, too. I want to go over some of those. But on page 463, and I'm showing the camera this right now, you have Pope Benedict said Mass at this Illuminous Design Catholic Church in Poland. And, I mean, this is an all-seeing eye pyramid with rays coming out, and the whole thing, I mean, it is just unbelievable.
Yeah, that is very interesting there on page 462, actually, Pope Benedict saying Mass. And you can tell, look at this church, it looks like something from outer space. It's in Poland. They have a new Catholic church called the Cathedral of the Angels, but it must be the Dark Angels in Los Angeles that has all kind of satanic symbology to it. And, of course, there are the Protestant churches as well. You know, we mentioned the Episcopal Church, church of in New York City, the largest cathedral there is St. John the Divine. And, wow, they actually had a Buddhist statue implanted in the sanctuary for a while, and a statue where the cross and crucifix were behind the altar, they put up Christa, a goddess statue on a cross.
Now what about
blaspheme Jesus Christ?
What about Oral Roberts?
Well, the whole university, Oral Roberts. Oral Roberts is a 33rd degree Mason. He's, by the way, he's always voted Democrat, whether it was Bill Clinton or whoever. He's always voted Democrat, and he is a 33rd degree Mason. And when you study, and I have about three or four pages of Oral Roberts University, you'll find even the praying hands are built in the form of a pyramid. You'll see these statues, these monuments, they look like praying hands, but the hands are in a strange formation. There's stars, there's circles, there's the sun sign atop the tower. Everything to indicate the Illuminist Masonic nature of Oral Roberts University, I'm sorry to say. Even the Oral Roberts University Medical Center is built in that format. In fact, it's sort of a sex sign. Also have a picture of Oral Roberts with Gene Dixon. He was a big friend of the psychic astrologer Gene Dixon and sought her out for advice. Oral Roberts once said that he had the healing power he claimed, because he was part Indian in his bloodline. And he said, you know, the Indians have this special power because they're connected to the earth. Here again we have this, the god of nature. And, of course, the god of earth is actually this god Poseidon or Neptune, whose statue is on the cover of my book with his horns, with his satanic serpent spitting in front of him. And, by the way, there's also, that's the great fountain where Neptune or Poseidon, the god from under the earth, remember, as above, so below, he comes up. The fountain represents the chaos of earth, the chaotic seas. And here comes up Poseidon. This is in front of the Library of Congress. Now, that represents the collective wisdom of the United States people. And does this devil that comes up out of the sea represent America? I don't want it to be so. And I think for the average citizen, it is not so. This is the elite Illuminati that are foisting this on us, Alex.
Well, I was at the National Archives, and the security guards ran out and threatened to arrest us for being there, but it had every religion on earth and every god and goddess, including Satan, but no Christian or Judaic gods. And we were there for about 20, I mean, nothing. Sorry, go ahead.
That's true. That's true. There are all these pagan gods and goddesses all over Washington, D.C. I want to make a statement here.
Well, okay, we'll do that after the break, Tex, but I want to come back after the break and get to that statement. But right now, behind the scenes, I want to talk more about the layout of D.C., so we'll come right back with that statement. We'll be right back.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple. AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film. It finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Tex Mars is our guest, the one, the only, the new book. Absolutely amazing. You need to get it at Infowars.com. Mysterious monuments. I was just now asking him behind the scenes, and he was just getting to it, about page 386, with the witches out worshiping at the phallus there in D.C. For everybody in the occult, they know what all this is. It's a big joke the general public doesn't know, and the occultists that run things work to teach you to be atheist, to teach you that there's nothing spiritual in the world, and that there aren't even people that believe in this. See, they don't want you looking into that. Kind of like I got protested by the Bohemian Grove Action Network that was real mad about me saying there's occultism at the Grove and that I should just talk about world policy being set there. Well, I covered that too in my film Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. But then we went out the next year, and there they were doing a ritual, a lot of the members of it, sending in their own spirits to fight the global elite. Now, whether you believe it's real or not, the point is, they didn't want me talking about that. Tex, get into these witches.
Well, you know, I have a picture from USA Today, a major publication, and by the way, the picture actually is from the Associated Press, in which these witches came to Washington, and they created a great circle, and they did it around the Washington Monument. So witches over Washington, D.C., and they said, we are going to have a 33-hour interfaith vigil to pray for peace and the natural world. Here again, the god of nature, Pan, the horned goat god. And it actually shows them raising up their hands to the skies and conducting their circle of harmony. Now, 33 hours. Now, they must have done this with great glee and fun because they think that we're all stupid. 33, of course, is the holy number of Freemasonry. Remember, it's the age at which Jesus Christ was slain on the cross, it's believed. So they actually, they enjoy thinking about the fact that Jesus was slain. They don't, of course, talk about his resurrection. Now, on that same page, Alex, is another picture from Google, a Google .com aerial view photo of the great 555-foot Washington Monument, the Egyptian obelisk, and showing it's essentially a great sundial as well as an Egyptian monument. And I call it the phallus of Neptune or Poseidon. Remember the beast that's covered, that the cover of my book has the picture in front of the Library of Congress. Revelation 13:1 in the Bible, John said, I saw a vision. This is the Apostle John. This is prophecy now in the last days. He said, I saw a vision of a great beast rising up out of the sea. And what is this beast rising up out of the fountain, which represents the sea, the chaos of humanity? He's rising up, and there he is in front of the Library of Congress. And by the way, on the opposite page, page 387, you see that the incredible Delphic Oracle tripod fire urn, which has beasts, paws and feet, and the face of serpentine devils.
And as you said, you have the male phallus of the sea god rising out, the thing that should not be, out of the big reflecting pool as above below. So
that's right. Now, here's an interesting thing. In Alexandria, Virginia, now that's another city sister to Egypt, city of Alexandria, where they had the great Pharos lighthouse that devoted to Zeus, who's the god of the skies, the god above, where Poseidon is the god below. And interestingly enough, in Alexandria, Virginia, the Masons built the Washington National Masonic Monument. They actually still have rituals and ceremonies inside this of the various Masonic orders, including the modern-day Knights Templar, they admit. And at the very top of it is a tower, and it is a recreation of the great lighthouse of Pharaoh's Egypt, in which sat a great statue to Zeus. And Zeus had his hands reaching up to the heaven. Remember, Satan is prince of the power of the air, according to the Bible. So here we have below the phallus of Zeus or Neptune, and there at the Washington National Monument is this great lighthouse. He's the god of light.
Well, it's the same thing. When I was at Bohemian Grove in the hour-long ritual, they first introduced it as a female. She heals you. She's great. She gives power. let our dead brothers who were members be conjured by her. She orders them back from the dead. And the men around me were going, oh, and they were really, oh. I mean, they were taking this, all these world leaders were really taking this serious, bringing back the spirits, you know, of the dead ones to be there, this necromancy. Then they addressed it as a male god of the forest. And so they always do the same thing. Tex, we're going to take a 3-minute break. When we get back, don't forget to make that statement because you were interrupted by the break. When we come back, make that statement. We'll keep talking. Yes, take some phone calls with the one, the only, Tex Mars. His new book is out, folks. Get it today at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. It's also a great gift to wake somebody up in your family.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we
here in just a few minutes, he's graciously agreed to stay about 15 minutes into the next hour so we have more time to take your calls. And Jason Burmes is going to be in studio. There was a big BBC hit piece on 9/11 Truth. We've had a chance to watch it. He's in there watching it right now, analyzing it. We're reading different articles that have been covering it, and we're going to break down the propaganda with that piece, supposedly debunking that Building 7 was blown up or that they announced that it was going to be blown up beforehand, which they did. just a complete failure in what they've done. And so we'll be breaking that down the last 30 minutes of the show or so. We're going to go back to Tex Mars here, as I said, in just a moment. Up on the PrisonPlanet.tv screen right now, you can see my new film. That's the 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising. And in Truth Rising, we cover the growth of the 9/11 Truth Movement, how they're taking over media events and confronting all these different globalists. We expose how the government knew that the first responders were breathing dust, were getting very, very sick, and that all of that was basically covered up for their administrative convenience. We also get into how they blew the buildings up, why they blew them up, with eyewitnesses to the countdown. And we also show you the growing police state in the United States. Such an important film, The 9/11 Chronicles. And it is 2 hours long with about 8 minutes of extras because I wanted to put everything on one disc. But it is jam-packed, and it's something that hopefully will energize the population to go out and confront politicians, world leaders, media whores, so that the big lie of 9/11 can completely come down. An Achilles heel of the globalist is their problem, reaction, solution. If we expose that most terror is manufactured or provocateured by them, then their tool of scaring us into submission will be removed. So that is of the utmost importance to everyone that that happens. So please get The 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, my new film. Also, again, available at Infowars.com. Don't forget about the sponsors to this radio show that make it possible. One of those sponsors is eFoods Direct, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the United States. They are great folks, and they make so much of what we do possible here on this radio show. But that's not the reason that you should visit their website, eFoods Direct. You should do that because just like you have a insurance policy, just like you want to prepare for the future, it is important to put away storable foods. With all the talk of recession and depression and war, we saw Katrina and other events where the establishment uses crises as a pretext to disarm the population. If you have food and water filtration, that's a big part of not being beholden to the government, to the state. And this is an insurance policy that you can and will eat whenever you want, lasts more than 10 years. eFoodsDirect.com, big fat banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. You can also get a free DVD and audio presentation when you call them about their company, about the food they offer and why you should get it. 1-800-409-5633. Okay, going back to Tex Mars, the new book is Mysterious Monuments, and Mysterious Monuments is a book, of course, that we're also carrying at Infowars.com, but you can also get it at PowerProphecy.com and at TexMars.com. Tex, make that statement that you were going to make earlier when we hit a break. There was some key statement you wanted to make, and we forgot to do that.
Well, Alex, you know, many listeners to your program are Christians. But there are also people who are not Christians but love liberty, love freedom, love our Constitution. And I appreciate them, even though I'm a Christian. I appreciate them very, very much. And no doubt there are people who are into Judaism and even Islam listening to your program. And they certainly have nothing to do with terrorist philosophies. Now, what we need to understand, whatever religion you have, or if you have none at all, we should all be opposed to false religion, a satanic religious philosophy. And what we have to understand, there's three legs to the New World Order. And the chief leg is religion. And the subordinate legs of the tripod, you might say, are politics and economics. But always, believe it or not, spirituality trumps the other two. And that's why people such as Blair of England and Mitterrand and Bush and all of these people are involved in these satanic secret societies that harken back to the mystery religion. So I want to make this statement. What we're opposed to here is an incredible system of politics, of black politics, I'm talking about dark now, politics, black magic, witchcraft politics and economics, talk about voodoo economics, but also it is a theocracy. Now, you know, a lot of people worry about a theocracy. That's a government of horrible religionists that bring in a dictatorship. This is what this is. They are actually, with satanic architecture, they believe they are communicating with and receiving powers from devils, and they create a natural, magical environment. James Wasserman, who wrote a book, I quote him on page 121 of Mysterious Monuments, he wrote a book about the occult traditions in art and architecture. He says the basis of the mystery religions is the law of correspondence, as above, so below. It goes all the way back, Alex, to the Emerald Tablet of Hermes, back way into the Greek city-state era. But it basically means that they're building on earth in stone, or glass, wood, steel, what have you, hell. They're building a hellish new utopia, and they often conceal the true meaning of this by veiling it in symbols, in satanic symbols, but not always, because you're going to find in this book such things as serpents and dragons and demons, and as I mentioned at the National Cathedral, even a gargoyle of Darth Vader there. And all of this is they're creating, remember, they say we're regenerating Earth. And so we're rebuilding Earth. And everywhere they're building this architectural colossus, even entire new cities in Brazil, in Kazakhstan, and so forth, with the aim of bringing Lucifer's kingdom on Earth. And they believe they're literally communicating with higher minds, these spirits from beyond.
Yeah, they believe they're talking to, quote, angels or gods and goddesses.
Oh, yes, and they're worshiping them. Now, you know, our Constitution says that Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion. They have established these mystery religions, and they admit to it. You'll see quote by quote of Illuminists and occultists in my book, Mysterious Monuments.
And you have that, but let me just make a point here, backing up what you're saying. When you go and you look at Washington, D.C., or every other major state capital, or governmental buildings, city buildings, whether it's Austin or San Francisco, it doesn't matter. It is all Babylonian/Egyptian. If you look at the government buildings in Ottawa or the government buildings in Manitoba, they admit they are occultic. They were built by occultists. The people that designed them are occultists. And so here they are saying, oh, get the Ten Commandments out of a Supreme Court building in Alabama. Get it out of the Supreme Court in D.C. Get these little trappings out. But then they can have their stuff everywhere because they believe it's giving them power. And so people,
absolutely,
even if you don't believe in this, they believe in it, is the whole point. This is what drives the world. This, you know, psychologists should look at this. This is what they believe governs the planet. Now, Tex, they also know that they're cross-species chimeras, cross-species, you know, spider with goats, humans with pigs, chimpanzees with humans, growing at least for a decade. Humanoids, they're part bovine, in utero in cows for organ harvesting. We saw that in medical documents 10, 12 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. You know, now it's in newspapers. I've had top scientists on who were making millions of dollars until they found out that the potatoes that we're eating are killing us, until they found out that all this cross-species stuff is deadly. They don't care about the environment. They claim they're taking our rights and carbon footprints and global taxes and regulation and control, you know, is to save Gaia, but in reality, they want to overthrow what they believe is the old creation, and people can say, well, that's your Christian view. No. You can say you don't believe in God of the Bible. The point is the elite do. They hate it, and they say they're overthrowing it. So if you really love the earth and you really love this creation, you need to understand that they are seeking to overthrow it and destroy it. So they know we love the planet. They know we have common sense and want to, you know, breathe clean air and drink good water. They say, oh, sign on to what we're doing to save the earth, when in reality they want to overthrow it and destroy it to rebuild it in their hellish image.
Alex, that is exactly right. They want to create a new reality, a new way of thinking, and a new earth built on these regenerative principles.
Play God.
Remember, they are not creators. So their God is not the great creator. He's the great architect. He is building a new world order. And this is the reason for all of this satanic architecture and the great work of the Illuminati, and they actually use that term, the great work. And it harkens back again to the mystery religion, so it is a theocracy. And sometimes it's disguised. For example, let me give you an example. You'll find various monuments around the United States and Canada of state buildings, including the Manitoba, you know, in Winnipeg, Canada, and I saw this, but also AT&T building, the Rockefeller Center, and others, have a very beautiful statue of a golden boy. Who is that golden boy, you might ask? Isn't that interesting? The AT&T building in New York City was built exactly 666 feet high. Okay, I document that in my book. And they have a great statue of a golden boy holding up lightning bolts. At the Rockefeller Center, they have a fountain with the golden boy inside a circle, like the circle of the earth, or a ring. Now, who is this golden boy? He's none other than the Greek god Apollo. He was called Horus by the Egyptians. Here we have Antichrist, the son of Osiris. This is amazing. The golden boy, and that's what he was called, the golden boy.
Now, Tex, since you brought up 666, remember it was in the Associated Press. I have the article. 666 of these pink and gold pieces that fit exactly in at the Louvre to build the pyramid, and Mitterrand demanded, and it had to be, he told the architect, the 666 pieces. And then I've had the head... you know, professor who wrote this big book, and he's not even, you know, religious, about how up in Canada their government building has a room where they do rituals. He admitted that it's designed for that. That's exactly 666, or the calculation for the sun god. Go ahead.
Absolutely. You know, Rome had built a great capital building, the ancient empire of Rome. They got the religious idea of this from the Etruscans. The Etruscans always had their capitolin, you know, building, their capital of their various regions, and they were built exactly like our U.S. Capitol. Now, at one time each year on their holy day, where they really worshiped the devils, they would go into the crypt of their capitol building. Okay, this is in Rome, this is in Etrusca. And they had a cover at the bottom of the crypt, right in the very center of it. There would be usually a metal, maybe golden, maybe brass or bronze or copper, and they would lift that up. And there they had built a huge cave or tunnel to the bottom of the earth where they believed the spirits would come up. They would open up the cover and allow the spirits to come forth to bless their capital city. Now, I realizing this, I began to study the architecture of the U.S. Capitol. I found that in the crypt beneath the rotunda, where they actually had a place there, he was never laid, but they even had a crypt, a sarcophagus for George Washington built. But they have what they call the Rose Compass. It's a cover, and it leads down into the middle of the earth, supposedly. Now, so there in Washington, D.C., at the Capitol, down in the crypt, I am convinced these Illuminists actually have an occult ritual once each year when they lift the Rose Compass plate out of the center of the Capitol. And you mentioned the ley lines. They believe the Capitol is built on this power ley line.
Well, let me stop you. They admittedly, with the wine and the corn and the oil in an ancient Babylonian Masonic ritual, lay the cornerstones and have guys in priest outfits do it.
Oh, yes. I have a picture, in fact, of the book where they were laying the cornerstone of the U.S. Capitol. Now, in London, many of the people there are convinced, and I am as well, that many of the buildings there, the Masons actually had cornerstone laying ceremonies. And by the way, post offices, government buildings, courthouses throughout the United States, you'll find Masonic plaques, and they say, we laid the cornerstone for this building on certain date. But in the ancient mystery religions, they sacrificed human beings, and along with corn and oil and wine, they consecrated this great stone with human blood, and then they laid the stone. Now, here's an interesting thing for you, Alex. I want you to picture this. On the 200th anniversary, that was, what, in 1990 or two or something, the Freemasons of Washington, D.C. in the United States, from all 50 states, actually, held a great ceremony, a recreation. I have a film of it. A recreation of the original laying of the cornerstone. The second, bicentennial. But guess what? They claimed that the architect of the Capitol, there's a full-time person, the architect of the Capitol, he could not find where the original cornerstone was laid. They were going to unearth it and re-anoint it again with their corn and oil in their occult ceremony. He claimed he could not find it. I wonder if they actually have human bones. They killed individuals and laid them under that great cornerstone. Because this is what the ancient mystery religions did, and this is nothing more than a theocracy of mystery religions. This architectural colossus is the evidence of it.
That's right. Imagine if Christians tried to come out and do a ritual at the laying of new government buildings. The ACLU would howl, but you have the Masons come in and do that. They are more than happy. Again.
Absolutely. The Denver International Airport, there is a plaque saying the New World Commission built this airport. Well, of course, it was the U.S. taxpayers, but it was also done by the Freemasons of Colorado.
Well, and then we have who built the Rosicrucians building, the Georgia Guidestones, saying they're going to kill 90% of us. I mean, they mean business, they run things, they're coming, and they think you deserve to die for their god Lucifer.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Have you ever suffered from giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract.
To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com.
You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Man, if you're not a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, folks, to see these behind-the-scenes discussions, or if you're not listening to the free audio streams at InfoWars.com with these guests, it's just unbelievable. You notice that all throughout history, the Romans would take over an area and then kill the collaborators. The Nazis would take over an area and then kill the collaborators, people that helped bring them in. The Soviets had all the purges. The Catholic Church has done that in areas they take over. This is standard procedure. You know, the people that killed Kennedy, they then killed them. The Illuminati plans to kill the lower-level nations after they get into control. Now, let's be clear. They think you're profane, pathetic morons, but they hang pictures of Albert Pike, and they hang pictures of Manly P. Hall, who admit it's Lucifer, devil worship, all of this, and then you're told you're worshiping Jesus. It's a big joke. You're big saps to them. Tex was getting into that and what their master plan, what the world will look like. And again, in the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessments, this is in my film Road to Tyranny, we cover it again in Endgame, they say, official UN law, that they want world government and to bring back in human sacrifice to reduce the world's numbers. So this is all public. Tex Mars.
Well, you know, in my newsletter, and people can get that just by calling our toll-free number, free a copy, there's a picture, and it's in Mysterious Magnus, the book, of three amazing North American Union pyramids built in Princeton, West Virginia, outside of Bluefield. And by the way, they were built even before the 1995 concordance, you know, agreed to by Bush and Fox and Martin, the Prime Minister of Canada, and the President of Mexico. So the North American Union was planned, but to consecrate it, 33rd degree Mason, Senator Robert Byrd, I believe, and these people met and had an occult ritual, a satanic ritual ceremony, inside these three amazing pyramids. Who would have ever thought? And by the way, in front of those pyramids, and they were built by the U.S. Transportation Department with taxpayer dollars, are the flags of Mexico, Canada, and the United States in West Virginia. The amazing North American Union pyramids with flags of the three countries.
Then we have the Mooney Gardens with all sorts of occult stuff down in Galveston.
Oh yes. These pyramids are going up everywhere. But maybe if we really want to see what the ultimate is, on pages 434 through 437 of the book, Alex, I talk about the pyramid mysteries of the atomic bomb. You might say, what does that got to do with anything? Well, you were talking earlier in your program, and this is very vital. Get this in your mind. You know, there was a movie some years ago. It was almost comical. But after a Third World War, people began to worship an idol. And they went into this temple, and it was an atomic bomb. They were worshiping the actual atomic bomb. And at first you say, well, that's crazy. You know, this is a post-war world, you know. But wait just a minute. Maybe it's not so crazy after all, because I disclosed the pyramid mysteries. If you visit New Mexico near Alamogordo, they have a monument built near where the first atomic bomb was unleashed, you know, during the Manhattan Project. And guess what form it's in? A pyramid, a rock pyramid. Now, J. Robert Oppenheimer is called the father of the atomic bomb. He was head of the Manhattan Project. Turns out he was a communist spy. Now, this is interesting. The first atomic bomb that they dropped on Japan, they gave the name of the Little Boy. Now, this is like the Golden Boy. It's the Antichrist. And once he explodes, he has such huge magical power. A great mushroom comes up on the face of the planet, and millions will be incinerated, burned to death in a fire sacrifice. Now, these are incredible things, but even the name Adam comes from the Egyptian god of death called Atum, A-T-U-M.
Well, he was an admitted Bohemian Grove member, Robert Oppenheimer, and the Grove admits in their own papers they hatched the plan there at the chalet. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Burmess will be with us in about 20 minutes in studio. Tex Mars is my guest. He's going to stay with us till 19 after. We will take a run of your calls after this break in about 8 minutes from now. I wanted Tex to be able to finish up with the occultist involved with the atomic bomb. Now, this is a fact. It's even mainstream history. But his book really documents that. So please continue, Tex.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The first atomic bomb was dropped 7-16-1945. You say, well, what's the significance of that? July 16, 1945. Add the numbers 7-16-1945. You come up with the number 33. Of course, that's the highest level of Freemasonry. So we have the magical numerological number of the occult, 33. Everything was planned. The bomb was called the Little Boy, after the Antichrist, the little boy of the goddess and the great God. So everything, J. Robert Oppenheimer, of course. And meanwhile, it was called the Manhattan Project. Well, what were they doing in New Mexico? Well, it was because of Illuminati chieftains who conceived of this and what to do about it, to literally incinerate two cities. And again, everything is numerological, two cities, same as in 9/11, two towers. And this is the Antichrist and Satan, his father, you see. And so everything is done in a magical, ceremonial, black magic fashion.
And now we know that Hitler wanted more blood. Lenin called in mainstream history for more blood to get more power. And they took the Babylonian famous gate and the seat of Satan, as it was translated by the Babylonians south of Baghdad, and Hitler had a huge, my parents just visited it in Berlin, a huge concrete bomb shelter over the entire moved temple just to protect the seat of Satan, and Hitler was obsessed with it. That's why they make movies about, you know, the Raiders of the Lost Ark, Hitler running around wanting all these artifacts. He was obsessed with it.
You know, that is so true about the Hitler and that situation. The Book of Revelation has an interesting statement. It says that it mentions the city in Greece named Pergamos or Pergamon, where the seat of Satan is, or where Satan dwells. That's actually in the Book of Revelation, the prophetic book in the Bible. Now, Pergamos, Hitler, they had this incredible museum there in Berlin called the Museum or Temple of Pergamon. And he actually recreated not only the great gate of Babylon, but he had the great temple of Zeus built. And I have that pictured in my book, Mysterious Monuments. So imagine he was part of this same occult system, even though he sort of double-crossed them and attempted to set up his own world empower there. You know, Alex, there's one place, I think it's on pages 26 and 27, talk about scary. 20 years ago, a Christian group came to visit me. They had just come back from a missionary trip to the Dominican Republic, and they were frightened. and they sat in my office, and they told me something that seemed fantastic. And at first, if these people had not been reliable, I would not have believed it. They said, Tex, you must investigate a great Knights of Malta temple that has been built in just outside of Santo Domingo, in Dominican Republic. They said, it is a temple of blood sacrifice and death. Well, I said, oh, come on, you know. They said, we believe that Christians and those who oppose the New World Order will be brought in on aircraft, jets. So nobody will, they'll just be the disappeared. They will be brought in and sacrificed in this fantastic structure that was just opened up in 1992. Now, I did not believe this, and I began to investigate.
Tex, we got to take calls, but I want to hear more about this. I'm looking at the picture right now, folks, on page 26. It's in the book, Mysterious Monuments. A final segment with Tex Mars. I promise I'll get to at least five of your calls. Everybody holding. We're going to get to you with Tex Mars. We'll be right back after this break with Tex Mars. I'm Alex Jones. My new film, Truth Rising, is out at InfoWars.com.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We got a couple clips here that Aaron and Jason Berman just pointed out there in the other office. We have a CBS News clip where they admit that Oppenheimer and others hatched the A-bomb plan at the Bohemian Grove where they conduct rituals. But we've got a clip here of Oppenheimer saying, I have become death. passages out of the Bible, and then they talk about Vishnu and the god of death, and they talk about Kali and put it all in religious terminology. This was a power trip for them, and very, very sick. See, they're into playing God. Let's go ahead and play that clip of Oppenheimer. Here it is. Oh, we're loading that clip up. We're doing all this right here on the fly. That's what I was trying to ascertain earlier. We'll play that clip before Tex Mars leaves us. Tex, you were continuing to make a point. We went into break.
Well, you know, talking about the pyramid mysteries of the atomic bomb and the monument being a pyramid, and Oppenheimer, you mentioned he quoted the Bible of the Hindus, actually, the Bhagavad Gita, and he actually said, and this was all planned, of course, it was a ritual, as the mushroom cloud of the first atomic bomb test came up off the face of the desert, he said, "I am become death, the destroyer of worlds." This is a quote taken right out of the Hindu Vedic scriptures. Of course, they worship all of these false religions, and they're like one big jumble, mumbo-jumbo, to the occultist of the Illuminati.
Okay, let's go ahead.
Oppenheimer quoting this.
Let's go ahead and play the clip. We do have it now. Here he is. Here's the audio.
"We knew the world would not be the same. A few people laughed. A few people cried. Most people were silent. I remembered the line from the Hindu scripture, the Bhagavad Gita. Vishnu is trying to persuade the prince that he should do his duty, and to impress him, takes on his multi-armed form and says, 'Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.' I suppose we all thought that."
So there he is for you. Now understand, folks, you hear it. They have to become death and then kill you to show you to do as you're told. You will accept the love of Lucifer. You will kill people in mass. The police will wear the black uniform of Saturn. We will murder you for the love of Lucifer, for the loving, sweet death of Lucifer. Isn't that right, Tex?
It absolutely is. It's so astonishing that they want to bring death to the world. You know, a Ted Turner who says, "We only need 500 million people." That means, well, 6 billion must be exterminated. You mentioned the Georgia Guidestones built in Everton, Georgia. I visited those. I have pictures of them in this book. I talk about the Guidestones. There's a plaque there in 8 languages, including Babylonian, cuneiform, and hieroglyphics, and English. And it says that we must return the world to only 500 million people to keep it in a perpetual balance with nature. So this is their plan to massacre in a great blood sacrifice. And Alex, this temple of blood, that's what I call it, in Santo Domingo that I discovered, and is in page 26, 27 of my book. In 1992, they had the great opening ceremony, and a reporter, Kenneth Freed of the Los Angeles Times, reported. He says that it's a memorial, and a 688-foot tall lighthouse monument, it's called. He says, quote, this is from the LA Times, "The new memorial is a gigantic and some say grotesque lighthouse built in the form of a horizontal cross, 10 stories high and 2.5 football fields long." Now, Alex, at the very top, the apex of this gigantic building, I mean, it's huge. It's like, you know, 50 Walmarts, it looks like, towering. At the top is built nothing more than a Mayan temple to the sun god. Remember, they untold thousands of human victims were sacrificed to the devil, the sun god, in the ancient, at the very top, the altar of these Mayan temples.
It's a supposedly Catholic temple or church, and the thing is built like an Aztec sacrifice center, just right in front of everybody. It's just amazing.
It's built as a temple of blood, dedicated to the Mayan deity, the Maize God, who was believed to die and resurrect each year. I have a picture of him, an idol, stone idol of him on page 27. He had a brutal taste for bloodlust, but he would guarantee a fruitful harvest. So the Mayan temples had these human sacrifices of maybe hundreds of thousands where they would cut out literally the beating heart of their victims. And then they would, as cannibals, eat his flesh. Now, this is so grotesque, it's unbelievable. Now, this great temple has, in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, has a great laser light beam built into the very top of it. And therefore, they can beam up a holographic image. And, you know, the Bible warns of the image of the beast that people will be made to worship in the last days. Made me sort of think of that. But here's the thing. This building has no windows in it. This great monument, one of the persons who visited said they were only allowed to go in certain areas, but they looked down this gigantic hall that looked like it went for miles, maybe only, you know, the 2.5 football fields long. They said what looked like to be bars, the dungeons, were there.
Now, yeah, it's a giant crypt is what it sounds like, a giant dungeon.
It is, and it was built by the secret order of the Vatican called the Knights of Malta. They were the ones who helped bring in the Nazis into the United States under Operation Paperclip after World War II and into Brazil and South America.
The rat line.
The rat line, that's right. So this is literally a grotesque thing. Now, they do have what look like windows. If you look at that picture on page 26, it looks like windows, but let me tell you what that is. Those are murals, painted murals, of the world's flags. This represents all the nations of Earth.
So it's a big tech. Here's the deal. I have already twisted your arm into 20 extra minutes. I got loaded phone lines, and we got about 5 minutes left. I don't want to twist. I don't want to twist your arm to the bottom of the hour. But you can make the choice. Keep going, and then take calls, or take calls now and get out of here.
Alex, we can do whatever you want to, because I tell you, this is the message of the hour, and we need to let people know there is graphic, tangible proof.
Okay, then let's do this.
Architectural colossus here.
Let's do this. Let's finish up with the bizarre activities of the Knights of Malta, and then let's take these 5 phone calls. Go ahead, Tex, and we'll keep you to the bottom of the hour, but then I promise you'll be gone.
Well, this Christian group that first came to see me, they said that they talked to some of the locals who were frightened to talk to them about this, and they say that all the workers were brought in from outside the city. Most of them were peasants. And afterwards, they disappeared. Their families were coming into the capital city, Santo Domingo, and saying, my brother, my father are missing. And so they must have taken all the laborers, and after they built this great thing, they killed them. So that tells you a little bit about talking about those who helped to build the New World Order, the lower minions, what they think of those people. But now, the people told me that they had the message that they would fly people from the United States over there and have human sacrifice rituals, and then they would deposit their bodies or their ashes into the sea, because this great temple of the Mayan, modern temple of blood, goes into the ocean there. Now, I thought this was so fantastic. Why would they load people up, dissidents or whoever, opposing the New World Order, why would they load them up on aircraft? Couldn't they? I know they're building gulags in America.
Well, we know they've built, in Oklahoma, the giant federal distribution center for prisoners, and they say the thing is so huge it could do 1 million people in just a few days. I mean, it's way bigger than what they need. They're just a few prisoners a day going through there, and they're like, it's just gigantic.
Well, that's what escapes me. But on the other hand, you know, I've been pondering this for many years now, and then suddenly with this so-called war on terror, we learn about that euphemism, Alex. Extraordinary rendition. What are they doing?
Secretly grabbing U.S. citizens and flying them out to, quote, ghost sites or black sites all over the world.
According to European newspapers, there are at least 37 Gulag United States prisons around the world.
And what did General Tagumbu, the Army General's own report, say? Raping children in front of their parents, raping people with acid dripping off huge objects, only the most satanic stuff you can imagine. Just absolutely amazing. Okay, Tex, we're going to go to break. I'm going to talk to you behind scenes. When we come back, we're going to take 5 quick phone calls. In fact, we'll even start doing that during the behind the scenes from the folks that are holding. Daniel, Scott, Steve, Travis and Josh. And Tex, this is so important. Can I have you back in the next few weeks just for an hour just to take phone calls? Because this has been so riveting, but I also love the questions that listeners ask.
Glad to do it, because this is a massive 624-page book, and the evidence goes on and on.
Absolutely. On your TV screen is a picture of the cover of the book, Mysterious Monuments, Encyclopedia of Secret Illuminati Designs, Masonic Architecture and Occult Practices. And, folks, it's available for $35. It's huge. It's a phone book. I mean, to print this thing, I bet this book costs 10, 12 bucks a piece to print. It is available, I know, because I printed a few books myself. It is available right now at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Please get your copy today, 888-253-3139. It's a toll-free number. Or go to TexMars.com or PowerProphecy.com. Tex, fire out your toll-free number for a free newsletter.
Sure. 1-800-234-9673. And the friendly receptionist, just tell her or him that I'd like a free copy of this month's newsletter.
And I should add, Tex, that it's a free monthly one. People get a free subscription. Give the number out quickly.
Sure. 1-800-234-9673.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Text.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, Call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Well, we've had him for almost 2.5 hours. We got to let him go. I just got to have text back in studio, hopefully in the near future. He's a very busy man. Let's go to your calls right now. Let's go to Daniel in Illinois. Daniel, your question for Tex Mars.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wanting to know, how does the black nobility tie into all of this? And Tex, if you could tell me who are like the top families and what you all talk about.
Okay, here we go. Thanks for the great question. Black nobility out of Genoa, out of Italy.
Yeah, the black nobility is based in Europe, and they're involved with the European Bank and the European Union putting it all together. So that is the black nobility. And I believe that extends also to those people that are pushing such things as the Da Vinci Code, and, you know, that chapel at René Le Chateau, and the devil god in there, and all that's involved with the black nobility. And, of course, you have the Habsburg dynasty. They're still very big. Queen Elizabeth, all of the, you know, the British set are very much involved. And look what happened to Princess Diana when she became engaged to a Muslim there. She was most definitely assassinated. We know that. So that's the black nobility. As far as some of the other names, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, seem to be primary, and you'll see pictures of their estates and the various symbols and things in Mysterious Monuments, the whole section.
Got to go to the next call here. Got to move fast. Try to get everybody in. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Arizona. You're on the air. Thanks for holding, Scott.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a statement and a question real quick. My statement is that, as you were saying, that these people really believe in Satan, and the elitists really put their time into demon worship. And what I wanted to say is that the Bible also says that that we fight in principality and powers, not flesh and blood, and that this is not only a, you know, an information war, but also a spiritual warfare that's going on behind the scenes, been going on for a long time. That's the statement I want to make. And the question I have is there any whistleblowers on the inside of these higher-up elitists?
And they throw them out. I mean, you always hear about Rockefeller secretaries being shot or thrown out of windows. They're killing their people all the time. Tex?
Oh yeah. One of the younger Rothschilds was found suicided in a hotel room, and they say he hung himself with a necktie. So, you know, and so there we have Sinclair was also killed after he went to the Holy Land and began to shoot his mouth off too much. So this thing happens, and even here in the United States, the deputy director of the FBI, O'Neill, was found dead, and they claimed he was killed.
If you look at royalty
and Trade Center towers.
If you look at elitist and royalty, there's much higher statistics of being murdered, being drowned, dying suspiciously. I mean, they're always killing each other throughout history to cover stuff up. Steve in Colorado, you're on the air with Tex Mars. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi there. I had two quick comments and a quick question.
We're not going to have time for all three. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the first one is, oftentimes you hear that the Muslims and the Christians worship the same God. Well, that's not true, and that's easily provable by the fact that Allah has no son. That's the first comment. The second one is that the God of Freemasonry, Pike, clearly declares in his book, Morals and Dogma, he says that Lucifer is God. Unfortunately, I don't know what page that is. Tex, you may. And the third thing is, Alex, you had mentioned that there was an article about Tony Blair flopping around on the ground, channeling the spirit of light. Where was that at?
Scores of them. We wrote articles about it on InfoWars like 5 years ago, 3 years ago. He goes to Aztec temples for rituals. He goes to temples all over. His wife is an admitted witch. Tex, you want to back that up? I don't have it in front of me.
Oh, yeah. Go to Google.com and put up Blair Occult New Age. Just use those words.
No, it says he gets on the ground. It takes him over, and he falls on the ground as he channels the spirit of light. Tex?
Oh yes. They have little pyramids in their home that they believe are holy objects. He and his wife, I think her name is Cheryl or Sherry. I can't remember which.
Sherry Blair. Yeah.
But it's sort of a fun thing that the tabloids have a big joke about going, you know, over in Great Britain. One time he went on a trip to Machu Picchu in the, was it Peru?
Yes.
And they bathed in the holy waters inside the cave.
And it said they howled and screamed.
Yeah, it's amazing what you, and of course that they do howling and screaming, laying naked in a coffin at the Skull and Bones. And George W. Bush and George Herbert Walker Bush.
Yeah,
let's
cram one more in, and then I'm going to go into the break and say bye to Tex on Air. And I'm sorry to be going through you guys so fast. I just want to get to all of you. Travis in Seattle, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Tex. I was wondering if these people actually think their names are in the Book of Life and they have nothing to lose, so they got to save their ancestors as such and try to win this battle with God when he comes back. Is that what they're planning? I mean, what do you think?
They believe they're reincarnated and they're going to rule with Lucifer, Tex.
I believe they do, too, because 2 Thessalonians in the Bible says of the last days that these people will suffer under a strong delusion so that they will not believe the truth. They're deluded by the devil. The wolf's pulled over their eyes. They
Tex,
believe they're
Tex, stay there. Stay there. Let me say bye to you right now. Here we go, folks. Behind the scenes, say bye to Tex. Take one more call, and that's it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The
day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Down.
It's amazing knowing what's really going on in the world and knowing the average person isn't. I meant to get into this with Tex. New cars in California must display global warming score. I told you, everything's going to have a score. Your house, your person, a car. When your creds run out, you'll have to do community service to pay those back to the earth, which is the government. Total enslavement, bureaucrats running every facet, these well-meaning tie-dye control freaks. A rule of hell is coming with them ruling over you for the globalists. Total dehumanization. I'm going to cover that. We're done with Burmese in about 15 minutes. It's all jam-packed. That Tex Mars interview was absolutely amazing. Wasn't that an amazing interview, Burmese?
It really was, and I totally enjoy Tex Mars' stuff. I've obviously read Codex Magica, and I look forward to reading Mysterious Monuments.
We're going to get to you in just a minute because Burmese has had a chance to see parts. Most of the BBC program, he downloaded it this morning, was watching it out there. He's seen some clips. He's read some articles they did. We're going to analyze this hit piece. I hope Paul Watson's listening. I want an article tomorrow countering this. Can you also send him a version of that online when you found?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably already seen it, but I mean, we need people to write debunking pieces of this immediately because just a cursory view of what they wrote. They attacked us after they wrote it and said we were cult members. No, they are the cult members in more ways than one. Before we go back to Jason Burmese, I do want to tell you that this film is out that I'm showing PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. It's out in super high quality at Infowars.com. You can burn it on DivX to disc or DVD and give it out to people or the other formats. Very easy to do. Made for activism. Go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Get all my films, TV reports, these live reports, the behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on here. And then burn copies of all the stuff we do here and give it to people. Every subject you can imagine, we've got it. I mean, every issue, we covered it. I mean, we have all the people on, all the activists, all the different angles, all the different perspectives to get you thinking, to get you moving, to get everybody working together against the New World Order. So Truth Rising is exploding. I'm glad to say it's selling very well. People are very excited. Get your DVD at Infowars.com. Even if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you want a copy of this film, Truth Rising, available right now at Infowars.com. Also, Mysterious Monuments that we were mentioning. That way you support me and Tex Mars and everything we're doing here and the crew. Now, before I go any further, I also just want to plug two sponsors, and we'll get to Burmese. And number one, Aloe's, and that's the New Vitality folks. And the folks at New Vitality... I have a huge, larger group of things at newvitality.com that you definitely want to check out. Big banner up on Infowars.com if you forget that web address. But you can also call them at their Aloe's Body Cleanse. These aren't magic products or things that are supposedly going to heal you, make you live forever. It's just stuff for hundreds, in some cases thousands of years, known to have health effects, and it flushes your guts out and detoxifies. So 1-800-569-4056. This is a company that's known for credibility, that doesn't push magic cures or magical products or miracle products. They push stuff that's known to really have good effects. That's why we have them here. We turn down 9 out of 10 sponsors. We take New Vitality. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056 or newvitality.com. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. They also have the Super Beta Prostate and many other things there as well. Again, let me give you that number in case you missed it, 1-800-569-4056. Also, last but not least, there is Inner Food. They're good old patriots. I've tried a lot of green foods. They always had stuff in it that made me get hyper. I don't need that. Gave me headaches. Tasted bad even in orange juice. Not Inner Food. Two little scoops of this in orange juice, apple juice, or whatever juice. It tastes okay by itself, but tastes good with juice. Two little scoops. 20 foods, well-known, unpasteurized, with just maximum minerals, trace elements, vitamins. Tell them Alex Jones sent you, get 10% off. 1-866-762-9238. 1-866-762-9238. Give them a call. Tell them Alex Jones sent you 10% off. Get the green food, the Inner Food, their main product. Great healthy cocos, healthy coffees. 866-762-9238 or link through on the Interfood banner on Infowars.com and get 10% off as well. Interfood.com or 866-762-9238. I want to thank those sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Now, first off, Jason Burmese, I want to thank you for sitting in and doing the show on Friday.
Hey, thank you, sir.
You bet. Burmese, you have had a chance to analyze the BBC piece. You've had a chance to also read their hit piece that accompanied it. Just try to A through Z break down what we're looking at here. Then we're going to get an article out in the next 24 hours that we need to hammer them with, because the last BBC piece was so shoddy, we use it to really damage them, really expose their lies and fraud and corruption and disinfo, or they're completely retarded. Regardless, it's pure bull. The new one, it looks like, is even worse from what you were telling me.
Absolutely, and I'd like to kick it off with the fact that we preempted them with our Barry Jennings interview, and they had to put out an article 2 days later trying to counter our Barry Jennings interview. And they actually did include Dylan showing them the video in the BBC piece.
But yeah, that gave them a heads up to come out with it, but only in the side piece, not in the main piece. Just like I made Popular Mechanics when we put out reports about how they did a hit piece on Michael Jackson, how they're dishonest, how they lie to people to get the interview, about how they claim it's not a hit piece. And then I also reported, oh, do you mention your film that Popular Mechanics owns you? Do you mention that that I hear you're showing the book, advertising it? They had to, they postponed it 2 weeks and went and removed that, I'm told. So go ahead.
Yeah, and then it's just an official version love fest. For instance, they pay a lot of attention to Martin Lazeau, head of CDI, that's Controlled Demolition Incorporated, the company that was hired to clean up both Oklahoma City and the World Trade Center disaster, and he just goes on and on and on about how there's no way they could have demolished that building. He would know about it, of course. Now, another key point is that the BBC themselves reported that the building had fallen 20-plus minutes before. Now, of course, the BBC tries to spin this and say, we're all saying the BBC is part of a conspiracy. But if you go back to when you broke that story, Alex, and I called in, the thing that I said...
I said, and you said, we need to know who told them that. We need to find out if this was a script. They laughed in two BBC articles saying nobody told us that, but now they've had to admit they were told that.
Exactly. Just like I said, it went out over the wire. It went out over the Reuters wire. And what is so interesting about that Reuters wire is the fact that they had the official version of why the building had fallen, fires and damage, 7+ years before the report.
And they said 7+ years.
Well, now, if you think
about it. Before the new NIST report.
It's not out yet.
Exactly. And so the Reuters before, hours before, and then CNN and BBC, it fell from structural fires, a complete collapse, Building 7, Solomon Brothers, getting their script together. And I remember on the news them saying, Building 7 may fall, Building 7 has fallen. I remember hearing that on the radio. Locals remember it, and we have folks that saw the countdown. Now I want to go back. Let's go through this. Barry Jennings.
Yes.
Who he is briefly, how he got scared and said, please don't play that, what he really said in this piece, and how they tried to counter our preemption.
Sure. He was an emergency operating officer who happened to be in World Trade Center 7, one of the few people that went there on the morning of 9/11. Now, he goes there with the City Corporation Counsel, Michael Hess. Of course, the BBC did not go interview Michael Hess, wasn't interested in his story, was only interested in the story that we had. And then Barry Jennings offered us the information that he was stepping over bodies. If you watch that interview, I don't say, Barry, were there dead bodies? What were you doing? He's the one that volunteered the information. That, in fact, when he had been rescued, he was stepping over bodies in the lobby.
But the key is the building's blowing up before Tower 1 or 2 falls.
Correct.
That's the key.
Correct. And he's in that 23rd floor, and on his way down, when they hit about the 8th floor, that's when that explosion happens, and that is prior to either tower collapsing. And that is, again, not in the BBC piece at all. They just show him talking about explosions inside and outside the building. They give no relevance to when they occurred, and they go with the official FEMA timeline, that it's the first tower coming down, and those are the explosions that Barry heard.
Now, how do they, because you've sitting there the last few hours watching, and how do they counter Jane Stanley saying the building's collapsed and it's right behind her?
Well, they have Jane Stanley on, and she's upset with us, of course. She's been harassed.
But she would never come on our show. We politely called her.
Absolutely not.
And now, the other guy, the other anchor, let's go through what he said a few months ago, but go ahead.
Sure. We Are Change confronted the anchor that was talking to Jane Stanley. And when he was confronted with the information, first, there was a little time discrepancy, so he said he wasn't sure he was there. But then they showed him the tape, and he was like, well, that is really odd, isn't it? There could be
first,
something.
First, he said, I didn't report on 9/11. I was off.
Yeah.
Who could not remember they didn't report on 9/11? Okay, he's reporting on it all day long, in there as the main anchor, going to the reporters on BBC World, and he does, and then he goes, oh, I do remember, yes, but now I remember, and he has the full story suddenly. he's telling the truth, folks. And but then at the end he does say, well, it does sound suspicious to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I mean, so how does she counter all this?
She doesn't counter it. She basically just says, you know, I got that report. It wasn't a question. It was a fact. In other words, she read it off a teleprompter, off of that Reuters press release. And they actually have the email from Reuters admitting that Reuters is the one that put out that info.
But all these years we said, we call Jane Stanley, we call the other guy, and say, well, you got that on a newswire. You were told that. Who reported? They would say, that's a conspiracy. Remember the guy who wrote, the head of BBC wrote two articles saying we were conspiracy theorists and no one told them that and it was a mistake? Then they said, well, give us the original tapes. Oh, no, we lost those. Then they found them for this report.
Yeah, absolutely. And they make it out to be like, we were saying, oh, they were covering it up. Well, they were covering it up. They obviously have the archives from 9/11. It wasn't really that big of a search. They said that they found them in the 2002 section instead of the 2001 section. You would have thought that someone would have checked that out right from the beginning.
Those tapes are gold. All the 9/11 tapes were gone over. I mean, they re-air them on TV from every major channel. Mm-hmm. So it's just what we thought it would be.
Yeah.
I mean, the first BBC hit piece claims that you guys say the debris is 4 miles away, but you used a MapQuest, which you didn't do, and the news reports say 8 miles away. They just made that up.
8 miles away over a mountain ridge in New Baltimore. This was not 8 miles away in Indian Lake. This was over a mountain ridge. Let me say that again. 8 miles away over a mountain ridge in New Baltimore, and they just totally gloss over that fact. And when they talk to the mayor of Indian Lake in Shanksville, in Indian Lake, he's like, oh, well, that's absurd. When we interviewed him, he said to us on camera, well, I wouldn't have known a plane to crash there until they told me. I was asking where it
now,
was.
Now, you have that footage. You didn't put it in Loose Change Final Cut. Are we going to put that in Fable Enemies?
We can put that in the extras for sure, just to show, because we're also going to show Anthony Santalamacia, who was Willie Rodriguez's supervisor. I've already cut that together as an extra, backing up his entire story. Explosions in the basement prior
to... The incredible part is we have hundreds of witnesses, the firefighters of Willie in there unlocking doors for him, and the debunkers just say, he's a liar, wasn't there.
And John Schroeder is in Truth Rising, you know, and he's a firefighter in the lobby, video evidence, you know he was there. But you got to understand, Alex, their big argument is they're confused. Everybody that doesn't agree with the official version of 9/11 is obviously confused, and we need to tell you what happened.
Well, why this BBC thing is important is it's just like in New Zealand, Australia, and Thailand, multiple countries. Hours before he's captured and his name is released, they already have, the papers come out right about the time Kennedy's killed. He's not caught for hours. That Lee Harvey Oswald did it in print on newsstands before it happens. Now, they got their time zone screwed up. Same thing with Building 7. Mm-hmm. They got their, something went wrong. That's what they kept saying. It's going to come down at 2 o'clock. It's going to come down at 3, at 4. And it's got these little fires, and people are going, why don't we fight it? Mm-hmm. Well, buildings always come down. It's going to. You're going to see. And then perfectly falls down.
And I've recently seen a video of a much smaller steel-structured building where the facade does fall due to fire. But then when it's gone, oh, the steel structure is still right there.
Well, yeah, the debunkers always show buildings where sheetrock and stuff collapses.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying, and there's the skeleton.
Yes, absolutely. The metal, the steel structure of that building is unharmed when that thing comes down. You just have to look it up. And, you know, the debunkers always try to point, well, there's fire bringing the building down. No, has never brought down
the steel structure. Now, what's this other part you're saying where he put out a press release saying that we're basically a cult? That's the new thing. We're a crazy cult of half the population.
Well, the London Independent, you know, followed up this BBC story saying that, of course, we were not going to be convinced, even though Cheyenne Sunder, the guy who told Popular Mechanics that 25% of the building was scooped out, is the main guy. He's the main this guy. And he's on there going, oh, well, now we really, the working hypothesis is fire and structural damage.
But we have their own internal report saying it's not fire.
Yeah, that's the FEMA report where they say it has a very low probability of occurrence. And it's just wild to me. I mean, they were making excuses like, oh, if there was a controlled demolition, then the buildings next door, their windows would have popped out from the force. But you have this building come down in a symmetrical manner not to damage the other buildings. See, if it was an asymmetrical collapse, it could have hurt the building to the left, to the right.
It's a beautiful job they did. And you did get windows blown out in the buildings beside it.
Yeah.
But I mean, you have the squibs, the blast. And they just hope that everybody's stupid. I mean, they're in a lot of trouble because they've got all these physicists, all these scientists, accredited scientific journals publishing this now, peer-reviewed. What are they going to do?
Well, what they'll do is they'll ignore the hard evidence, such as the molten metal under the scene. They won't show you the NASA thermal imagery that proves there are hot spots beyond what jet fuel could cause under 7.
And that's admitted, that you've got it 1,000-plus degrees above jet fuel, mm-hmm. and they just won't discuss it. Well, when the BBC guy Smith Little Snake was here, I would say, I want to talk about Northwoods. I want to talk about U.S. troops massed in Afghanistan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan. I want to talk about them trained at U.S. bases. He would not talk about it.
No.
He said, no, we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about that. You know, and then they're here for 3-4 days following me, and then I switch Galileo with Copernicus, And then that's their big thing. Oh, look, he got it wrong. Or, you know, backwards, who discovered what? Yes.
Yeah, it's just like when we were on the History Channel and I mentioned how the FBI had said that their working theory at the time were bombs in the basement. And I used Pat Dawson as an example. No, Pat Dawson was told by Albert Turry. But there's a separate clip of the guy on NBC News saying we think there were truck bombs in the basement that started the explosions that brought down the building.
Well, let's be clear. The state police, the firemen, the governor, there's video of them removing the bombs from the Oklahoma City building. And then a controlled demolition comes in. You got 65% of the building standing. They cordon it off. They blow up the rubble, take it to a landfill. Armed guards from Wackenhut guard to this day. They bring in hundreds of concrete trucks to mix concrete in with the chunks. So archaeologists can't come in and dig it up and prove bombs.
And no,
I mean, how suspicious is that?
And not only that, I mean, Martin Lazell, the main guy they go to, was on 912, official version advocate. Straight up. He's like, well, the energy is stored in the building to make it collapse upon itself. That's literally what he says. All you need is a mechanism to release that energy. But we all know that the path of greatest resistance is the center of that building. It had a huge steel core. And that's why the media had to lie and say it was hollow.
That's right. Burmese, I want to talk behind the scenes for people listening to the InfoWars.com stream. You have to go to those, if you're listening on the internet, to hear what I'm discussing right now. Those are the streams, InfoWars.com. That way we can jam-pack more in when we have vital guests. I'm going to come back with some vital environmental information in the final segment. Jason Burmese is my guest. We will continue online at InfoWars.com.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yeah! Listen up, murdering scumbags that run the New World Order. Don't say we didn't go down without a fight. Chances are you're going to lose. chances are we're going to bring you down. So get ready! Yeah! I'm taking fight. I said I'll never give it up. Stand tall, baby! Get truth rising, get it out! I want everybody knee-deep in this film! If we get 9/11 documentaries out, if we savagely, aggressively strewn the landscape with them, there's nothing they can do to stop us! Turn it loose! Turn it loose now! Yeah! Yeah! We wouldn't expose these bastards that have carried more out. We're going toe-to-toe with the New World Order! We are not backing down! That's right, we're going for infinity! All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are at the end of this transmission. I'm going to spend a lot of time on this tomorrow. This is big news. I need to lay it out, what they're doing, what they're up to. Listen to this. Yeah, you think I'm your slave? You think we're backing down? You think you're going to crush the spirit of humanity? You got another thing coming, you scumbag control freaks. You weak little chicken neck bastards. You pieces of filth. Lesser men combining forces together to control and dominate greater men. You will be defeated, scum. New cars in California must display global warming score. Now, I told you they'd do this because I have the Club of Rome, UN documents. It has nothing to do with the environment. The toxic waste, the genetic engineering, they are really hurting the planet. They are hurting us. Cancer's up several thousand percent in every category in the last 50-something years. We are in a red-level crisis. But no, there won't be any real environmentalism. They'll just give somebody the scientific name for water, and 99% of people will say ban it. Unbelievable. It's the same thing with carbon dioxide. Light from the sun, water, oxygen, and carbon dioxide is what fuels life on this planet. They want a tax on it. And folks, your house is going to have monthly inspectors, control freaks spying in your trash cans. It's already begun. Everything, land use being controlled, only the elites will be able to build. It's feudalism again over you and your family. This is out of greenbiz.com. New cars in California must display global warming score. You see, getting you ready for peer pressure. It's like wearing a yellow star. Everybody to be tracked. Everybody to be traced. Everybody to be, oh my God, it's class warfare being engineered in. And you pay your taxes to the private central banks. They're saying these taxes are going to be paid to the states, feds, and you buy the creds from the private central banks. The bankers becoming controlling the oxygen, controlling the water, controlling the carbon dioxide. It makes them God. California's making it mandatory for cars to be labeled with global warming scores, features that take into account emissions from vehicles used and fuel protection. The labels will go on the side of your car so everyone can see next year for all 2009 models. And, of course, you'll be arrested if you don't have those. You got to have your little slave car. I'm out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Retransmission starts. I had a rampaging power pact in resistance to tyranny first hour. Death to tyrants! Death to these weak scum! And then I had Tex Mars on for 2.5 hours, totally jam-packed. Retransmission on the internet starts now at InfoWars.com. For everybody else, I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 to 3 on the AM and FM and satellite. Retransmission now! Weapons launch!
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You are listening to GCN.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit has now